Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Wednesday, September 21st. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Philadelphia police are investigating after a driver was caught in the crossfire of a gun battle Tuesday night. It happened around 7:10 p.m. on the 3100 block of North 22nd Street in North Philadelphia. The 29-year-old female victim was on her way home from a voter registration drive when she traveled into the middle of a shootout between multiple people. The woman, who suffered at least one gunshot wound, was taken to Temple University Hospital, where she was placed in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Anyone with information in this case is asked to contact police at 215-686-TIPS. Three airline workers based in Philadelphia International Airport were indicted for allegedly defrauding their employer of more than $283,000 in a scheme to skim money from upgraded flights, U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Romero announced Tuesday. 27-year-old Taylor Thompson and 29-year-old Tiana Fairfax, both of Philadelphia, and 29-year-old Theodore Robinson of Upper Darby were arrested and charged by indictment with seven counts of wire fraud. Thompson was a supervisor for an airline which prosecutors did not name, except to say that it's a national carrier headquartered in Florida and had authority to upgrade flights, which would cost customers more, except in certain circumstances. In 2017 and 2018, Thompson allegedly schemed with Fairfax and Robinson, who worked as a customer service agent, to pocket money intended for upgraded fees that were supposed to go to the airline.
Wow. So what I want to know is how often do they have the power to bump you up at absolutely no charge if they don't want to charge you? Because
that's the question.
That's a nice little perk.
And here's the thing. So I've been upgraded before for no charge, right? So since that time, and this was years ago, I will always ask. It's never happened again.
Right.
And they look at you like you're nuts. They're like, oh, yeah, but it's $273.
Right.
But like, why? That time was nothing. There was no other reason than she was like, we have room. Do you want to get upgraded? I was like, yeah, I do. How much is it? She was like, don't worry about it. Like, so there's got to be a way.
So I don't know how true this is, but I follow a lot of people on TikTok who are current or former flight attendants, and they have lots of tips, and it's, you know, put your bag in the right way.
Right.
There's one about, like, bringing Starbucks or like, some Dunkin' gift cards and just hand it out to people.
Yes.
And one of the ones they always say is, do not ask. Because it's when you ask that they're like, nah, you can't get it.
Hmm.
But they're going to like randomly pick people out of the crowd and say, you have a kind face. You've been nice to me. I want to move you up.
Well, so listen,
who's the travel guy that we used to have?
Who's the travel detective?
Yeah.
And his suggestion was, if you're a regular flyer, if you're taking a regular flight and you go to the same service desk or same gate, he said, those are the people that have the power right there. He's like, bring them things. Bring them a little gift, you know, something along those lines. Hey, you know, I do this for a living, and I have some of these extras, and here, just thought you might like it. And they can sometimes go, well, here you go.
Here's some perks, you know.
So I have a friend whose father lived on the West Coast, and they lived here with their mom. And so the parents were still married. It was just, you know, because of work, he lived out there. So they would travel to California, like, almost every other week. And the mom, she said that her mom would make her and her brother dress nicely. Every time they flew on an airline, she'd say,
well, that's out.
Go get dressed. No, and they would come dressed
really
nice.
Really?
And she said more often than not, they got upgraded to first class if there were seats open.
Okay.
I don't know if they asked or not, though.
I did have a friend who worked in baggage handling. And he's like, look, dude, anytime you fly this airline, he's like, let me know when you're leaving. If there's a seat available, I'll get you in first class.
That's awesome.
And he did several times at no charge. It just had to be available.
Right.
And it had to be outgoing flights only. And I'm like, yeah, I'll try that out. And he could manage to make that happen. But it had to be available. That was it.
So that shows you how easy it is. I will go up occasionally and I'll bring the person behind the counter a cup of $500.
Ah!
And
that's really you look nice like you'd need a nice cup of $500.
This is an interesting scam, though, because like these people had access.
Yeah.
And they found a way to use that access.
It's ingenious.
Make some money on the side.
It's wrong, but it's ingenious.
It's
kind of like the guy at the Double Deuce who would take the dollar bill and just shove it in his pocket.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I remember that.
But so they said the money was directed they said the money was directed to a Cash App account. So I don't know how were they getting
like a Venmo or a
maybe.
And if some airline attendant was like, "Yeah, just Venmo me the money for your upgrade." I'd be like, "Yeah, I don't think
exactly."
So.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how they did
it. Buy me iTunes credit.
Yeah. Right. The three defendants and two unnamed co-schemers collected money from more than 1,700 modified flight reservations. A dispute over a beloved mural on the exterior wall of a New Jersey sweet shop has the community rallying around the small business owner. Candy Athibo, owner of Maggie Moose Bakery in Medford, said she received a letter from the township on Monday that claimed the mural violates local sign codes due to its artwork. The bright pink wall adorned with sprinkles and the shop's moose mascot is considered a sign, not artwork, according to the township officials. Thibault was given two choices to rectify the mural in order to bring it up to the township standards, including one option that involves painting over the moose mascot.
Yeah, this
Why
was
don't
it.
You
yeah.
forget the moose?
There it is.
For a moment.
That's it.
There we go.
Good job.
She says that Medford is saying the pink wall.
So it's a moose?
It's a moose. Yes. The pink wall and sprinkles.
Why don't you forget the moose?
There we go.
Can stay, but she says that the moose is part of their brand. She could hire a lawyer and spend money on legal fees for the possibility of a variance, but she believes everyone's time and energy is best spent on something more meaningful than a playful drawing of a cartoon moose. When 6ABC reached out for comment, Medford Inspector Ann Bell only provided links to the township's standing laws and not much else. Meanwhile, in a Facebook post, Thibault called Medford's enforcement absurd and ridiculous. She said she will begrudgingly comply with the township's decision, but locals who were at the shop on Tuesday when 6ABC was there said that they hoped that the mural could somehow remain. In sports this morning.
All sacks are yummy.
The Phillies lost to the Toronto Blue Jays, falling 18-11 last night at the ballpark.
Oh, my God.
Matt Chapman hit a three-run homer in the first inning. Jackie Bradley Jr. added a three-run shot in the ninth, and the Blue Jays had 21 hits on their way to the win. The Phils, who were swept by the Braves over the weekend, lost their fifth straight game. Now, despite the loss, they kept a two-and-a-half-game lead over the Milwaukee Brewers for the final National League wildcard spot. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-5 last night. Kyle Schwarber hit his 40th home run of the season and became the first Philly to hit 40 since Ryan Howard did it from 2006 to 2009. The quick two-game series wraps up tonight, and Zach Wheeler will get the start. The first pitch for the final Dollar Dog Night of the season is scheduled for 6:45, and they're still trying to break that record for the most dogs eaten tonight. In other baseball news, only five players hit 60 home runs in a single season in the history of the major leagues. Last night, New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge joined the club with a solo home run against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The all-star outfielder is now one home run shy of tying Roger Maris's American League single season record of 61 home runs set in 1961, which also stood as the major league mark for 37 years. And Canada likely will drop the vaccine requirement for people who enter the country by the end of September, which impacts unvaccinated professional athletes who travel there for games. To enter the country, the Canadian government currently requires a person to have received a second COVID-19 vaccine dose or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at least 14 days before entry. But the government likely will be dropping this requirement, which would need to be approved by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. In baseball, unvaccinated players have been placed on the restricted list during their team's games in Canada. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Welcome to Wednesday and day number three of Casey's Big Adventure. And the fellas checked into Oklahoma City last night at a Marriott property.
Yes.
Not sure what time they made it in last night, but they were shooting for, I think, around like 9 o'clock or something along those lines.
Jackie's up and getting ready already, and he tweeted out a photo of his bathroom vanity.
Oh.
And there are plenty of hair products.
Yeah.
He's got
really?
Listerine. And he's already ready to rock.
I wonder if he's going to grab a green muchacho this morning just to get up and move just to get him going.
Well, his last post before bed is all of the half-eaten donuts that they carried with them for them Dunkin' throughout the day.
They're running on Dunkin' on this whole excursion. So, I spoke to Casey last night.
I mean,
and he said that, you know, I go, how are you guys holding up? You know, because they were still in the car. He's like, me and Jackie are doing all right. He's like, I think Kyle is starting to get to Kyle a little bit.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's a guy who was in the military.
Yeah, but he had to work on like some video late night and stuff like that. So it's really starting to wear and tear. So we'll see how the guys are doing as they're past the midway point in the U.S., well past it now, as they're in Oklahoma City. And we'll find out what their goals are. We'll talk to Casey and company about an hour from now. We'll give them some time to get up and get in the car and get moving. And they do have a goal in mind, so we'll talk to him about that today. And we may have a contest and so on that we'll play with them as well. But they're having a great time. Yesterday was so much fun.
It
was such a good time.
Terrific. The playback this morning, listening to a good portion of it, Preston, was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I was hard to pick a favorite part. However, I did love when they went to what was your old radio station. And it was a dump.
Yeah, well, yeah. Casey found what he thought what looked like a crack den of all this stuff. And I talked to my buddy Steve afterwards. He's like, yeah, dude, there was a pair of old jeans laying out there. And like discarded clothing and lighters and
crazy.
It was great. So we'll see what today holds. We do have some other things planned. It's Wednesday, so we have a secret text word, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City.
That's pretty awesome.
Friday, October 28th. Yeah. So tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster. But if you'd like to win some, text the word secret 239333 and we'll send a word back to you. And later on, I'll ask you to call in with that word. We'll grab a random texter. And then, for like a no hands approach, all you have to do is just text over the word secret and you'll be in the running for a pair of tickets as well. As we'll just get a random texter. Now, on top of that, we've got lots of money to give away, too. We have two opportunities for you to win $1,000 with MMR's Yoohoo Loot, which is brought to you by Horizon Services. So, get ready. 8 a.m., 10 a.m. We'll give you the keyword. We'll tell you when to what to do, what to text, and all that stuff. And then hopefully you'll walk away $1,000 richer today. Wouldn't that be sweet? If it doesn't happen then, do it again at noon, then 3 and at 5. So listen up for your chance. Also, stopping by today, Liberty Point in Philadelphia. It's for the Bud Light Thursday night kickoff. We always have some giveaways in conjunction with that. So listen up for your chance to win those, too. And I'm sure we got other things we got to get to, too, as well. So, we're going live on Fox Good Day. Today's a Wednesday, so we'll do that. And they want to be able to communicate with Casey and Jackie and Kyle. So we're going to hook that up, and we're going to do live on television and in the car and on the radio all at the same time.
And aren't we also going to be doing a contest from out where they are?
Yes.
Yes, from the car. Pretty cool.
I said we're going to try to get them to have a contest, so we'll see if we have a chance for you to win some other goodies.
Nice.
And, we'll check in with them in just a little bit and see how it's going. So let's take a break, come back, we'll do the entertainment report, the stupid question. It all gets underway in just a moment. Hang out with us.
Did you know you could listen to all of WMMR's podcasts as well as our live stream on your Alexa-enabled device? It's easy. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, let's give some away. I have a stupid question, which I'm going to pose to you. The prize we have is $50 Metro Diner gift card. The question I have is, which U.S. president made the dog name Fido famous? 215-263-WMMR. If you know the answer, call. I didn't know until this morning. So what U.S. president, which U.S. president made the dog name Fido famous? 215-263-WMMR. Today is Wednesday, September 21st. There are a lot of very famous people celebrating birthdays today. We'll start with, from the world of country music, Faith Hill. Of course, married to Tim McGraw.
Yes.
Dad Tug McGraw. And, you know, obviously famous here, so.
They have a successful spinoff series from Yellowstone, which is 18, whatever it is. Kathy Urie?
Yeah. I still haven't watched it because I don't have that platform that it's on.
Are they both in it?
They're both in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
She is 55 today.
We saw her in person at the Pearl Harbor premiere, the movie premiere.
Yeah.
Very tall.
Yeah, she is. Very, obviously, beautiful, too. Talented. Speaking of talented, one of my favorite authors, Mr. Stephen King, has a big birthday today. He is 75 years old. He's got a brand new novel out. I think it's called Fairy Tale, and I've heard amazing things about it. That's the next book I'm going to get to.
So, God, I'm having a break.
Horner,
yes, it was in yesterday, and I was reading his recommendations of books, and he recommended a book called Stephen King on Writing. Huh. Have you ever watched that?
No, I have not.
Ever read that, I should say?
I have not.
When you watch a book, it just sits there.
It just sits there. You don't get anything out of it. So, no, but I'm intrigued, and I would like to hear about his
Stephen
process.
Stephen King on Writing.
And so on. So, I'll dive into that one, too. So, happy birthday, Mr. King, 75. Ricky Lake has her birthday today, TV show hostess and actress. She is 54. Another big actor, Bill Murray, has his birthday today.
Wow.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of really big names. He is 72 years old today and just keeps living that Bill Murray life.
So has he gotten past that, whatever that little minor dust-up was with the people on the set he was on, saying he maybe was a little bit too...
I guess so.
...inappropriate?
He has apologized for that and
seems
said, I was, in hindsight, I did did or said some things that I shouldn't have done.
I didn't know this until now, but he's going to be in the MCU, believe it or not. He's going to be in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Bring it on. It's also Nicole Richie's birthday today, The Simple Life, Lionel Richie's daughter, married to one of the Maddens.
Yes, John Madden.
No, not John Madden. He's dead.
She's a widower.
Benji or the other
Joel.
One. Joel.
Yeah.
There you go. So anyhow, she's 41
today.
She's
Joel.
She's a Joeler.
She's a Joeler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nicole, and here's how we remember. Nicole rhymes with Joel.
And Diaz rhymes with Benji.
There you go. Now I think we got it all worked out. Liam Gallagher of Oasis celebrates a birthday today. He is 50 years old. He is the singer. Noel is the singer-guitarist.
So ranking the most toxic fraternal rivalries, where would you put them?
I'd put them way up there.
Yeah, yeah.
The Davies brothers, Ray and Dave Davies of the Kinks, hate each other. But Liam and Noel are known to just be, oil and water.
Yeah,
they just do not mix.
One of them was at the Taylor Hawkins thing in Wembley. And they're playing a song that I had no idea was, and I wondered why everybody knew the lyrics, and I realized because they were in London.
Oh, yes, yeah. Some things don't make it over here. Yeah.
We had, back in the Y100 days, Noel Gallagher came by the radio station, came by our show. Yeah. We interviewed him. I was really nervous because of a reputation that the Gallagher brothers had. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah,
was really, really friendly and easy to talk to. So that was pretty cool. But Liam celebrates his 50th birthday today. It's Luke Wilson's birthday today.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Wow.
But that's Owen Wilson.
Is that Owen?
Yeah. That's wonderful.
I forgot screwed.
Wow. It's still pretty good. You got it. You got it in the genetic ballpark.
It's my brother's birthday. Wow. Luke, from the Charlie's Angels movies and Legally Blonde and Old School, and he is 51 years old today. Cheryl Hines of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
She's 57 today.
I believe she's married to Robert Kennedy Jr., is she not?
Is she?
They had some pretty... open debates about vaccinations and mandates and stuff like that, and he was very they were going at it in
the
public. Yeah, but it was interesting because she was very publicly one way and he was very publicly another way, and they're still married and going
strong.
But
between the sheets,
right?
That's when it gets real, man.
You know what? I like her, but we had her on for an interview one time, and it was lame, and I was like, you do these improvs, can you
improvise
an interview during this moment here? But whatever,
improv that you're having fun.
She's 57 today. Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer from loads of big movies: Beverly Hills Cop, Bad Boys, Armageddon, Black Hawk Down, Pirates of the Caribbean. He had done shows like CSI and Cold Case.
He would be the closest to the old style movie producers of MGM and Warner Brothers. That a mogul, a real mogul.
And he turns 79 years old today. Also, we have Don Felder of the Eagles guitarist, 75 years old today.
Had him in the studio, yeah.
He came by here one day. That was a cool interview.
It was great, man. Really, he was awesome.
Great stories from his days with the Eagles. Yeah, I asked him about... there's a video, a famous video of them playing Hotel California. And during the legendary guitar solo with him and... oh, my God. Why am I... Come on, Preston.
Oh, from the James game.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh.
I keep thinking
Joe
James Walsh. And not yeah. Joe.
From James Walsh.
He and Joe Walsh are having that famous guitar solo, and he leans in and says something to
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh, Jesus. You know what? You know what's running through my mind?
What?
James and Joel and Benji.
Oh, okay.
And so I
can't. It's Cameron Diaz.
I can't think of Joel.
James Gang, Benji Madden,
Joel Madden.
Right.
Right. Anyway.
But Don Felder.
But Joe Walsh and Don Felder. And apparently he said, yeah, we filmed that here in Philadelphia. And I leaned in and I told him, you're showing. And what that apparently meant was he had a little bit of coke on his nose. Cocaine on his nose. Wow. Okay. Happy birthday, 75th for Don Felder. Just a couple more quick ones. Rob Morrow, who was on Northern Exposure.
One of your favorite shows.
One of my all-time favorite television shows. Movie quiz show, Numbers, TV show. He's 60 years old today. Alfonso Ribeiro has his birthday. He is 51. Fresh Prince, of course.
AFE and new co-host of Dancing with the Stars.
That is correct. And that's on Disney Plus, which you can catch that out on.
It's got to be on AFE. There's no way they took it off network.
No, they didn't. They did it for one night, Steve, because they wanted people to sign up for Disney Plus.
All right.
And they got a promo running where it's like $1.99 this month or whatever.
I hate when
and
they do that.
I know, but Monday Night Football was on ABC on Monday night.
I got you.
And so it was just for.
All right,
for
this that makes sense then.
By the way, I forgot this was the Italian version of the song.
Tutto super fede, fico te. Ti parlerò di Willy, super fico di Bel
Air. De Bel Air.
Super fico.
Alfonso is 51. Then the last birthday I saw is actress Maggie Grace.
Yes.
Who we got to know in the show Lost. And then she was in the movie, the Taken movies.
Right. The dumbest daughter on earth.
God, please. She is celebrating her 39th birthday today. All right. We'll look for an answer to the stupid question. Which U.S. president made the dog name Fido famous? 215-263-WMMR, the number. Let's go to Greg and try it out. Hey, Greg, morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry to bother you at work.
No, good morning it to you, sir. Greg, so which president made the dog name Fido famous?
That would be Abraham Lincoln.
He's right.
Fido goes back to Abraham Lincoln.
I didn't know that, yeah. Greg, hang on, because you just got a $50 Metro Diner gift card. Celebrate Metro Diner's 30th anniversary with the return of past menu favorites, including their chicken parmesan pasta and sandwich, both topped with warm marinara and melted Provolone cheese, and you can stay up to date on all anniversary news at MetroDiner.com. Got some stuff to get to. We'll begin with this. I had, this is kind of follow-up to the Tiffany Haddish-Ari Spears thing. The plaintiff in that lawsuit has dismissed her case less than a month after it was filed. We had heard that there was a settlement as well. The Jane Doe also released a statement on Tuesday saying, "My family and I have known Tiffany Haddish for many years, and we now know that she would never harm me or my brother or help anyone else do anything that could harm us."
This is the weirdest effing story.
She said, "We wish Tiffany the best and are glad that we can all put this behind us." But no comment was made about Ari Spears in that whole thing. So
they're such good friends and they think so highly of them that they bring a public lawsuit against them for sexual impropriety, right?
I guess so.
That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe they tried to do it without that beforehand, and they were getting nowhere, and they decided they had to force their hand. I don't know. We may not know anything. The dismissal was filed with prejudice, which means that it can't be filed again in the future. Hmm. But apparently that's all been put away, and it is all done.
Well, now, if it happens that way with her, the odds that Aries will have, you know, a similar path is pretty good.
Yep. On a recent episode of the Conversation About the Men podcast, Matthew McConaughey opened up about the traumatic experiences he had when he was younger. The actor shared that he isn't going to let these past experiences affect his relationships now. He said, "I'm not going to be afraid of relationships because my first experience was blackmail. That's an aberration. And I am not going to let it beat me. I'm not going to let it beat my sense of trust in people and say, no, I can have a healthy relationship. Non-negotiable, no." He detailed what he went through in his 2020 memoir, Green Lights. He said, I was blackmailed into having sex for the first time when I was 15.
Yeah, I remember this story.
And then he wrote, I was molested by a man when I was 18 while knocked unconscious in the back of a van. On the podcast, he said, am I going to carry that? I chose, non-negotiably, I'm not going to carry that. Bring that baggage into the life that I'm going to lead and how I treat people and how I trust people and how I look at circumstances and the risk I may take. The Dallas Buyers Club actor added that he hasn't sought therapy for these experiences, but he has very good friends. He has had very good friends and good mentors to help him through all of that.
He has stable people in his life. He has Gary Busey and Tom Sizemore.
When you need to lean on people,
pick up the phone.
That's what you do. Yeah. Meghan Markle has reportedly asked King Charles for a one-on-one meeting before she and Prince Harry leave the UK following Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
I'm still in the getting used to that process, so I think Charles Barkley immediately.
Oh, King Charles? Yes. According to royal expert Neil Sean, the Suits actress is hoping to clear the air.
Neil Sean from Journey?
No, that's it's spelled differently.
Oh, okay.
S-E-A-N. When in doubt,
Yeah, Neil Sean.
Bring in Neil Sean and Steve Perry.
Right, absolutely.
So, Sean said in a YouTube video, she'd now like, before they return back to California, to have a one-to-one audience with King Charles III. He said, that's right, Meghan, one-to-one with King Charles. You heard it correct.
They should go axe throwing.
It's a fun activity, and you can really loosen up while you're doing that.
Through this goddamn thing. How do you do this?
The royal expert claimed...
The handle keeps hitting the target. It's not weighted properly.
The royal expert claimed that Markle made the request via a formal letter and that she hopes to get an opportunity to clear the air, but...
She'd write a formal letter to her father-in-law?
Yeah, for real. And that's kind of the way... Things work,
do it.
If you watch...
At that point, I'd be like, you know what? Screw you. I don't need a meeting. I'm going.
Dear King Charles, you, me, axe throwing, 2 p.m. Let's do it.
But, Kat, have you watched The Crown at all?
I started it. Yeah. I watched the first couple of episodes, and I enjoyed it. I just haven't gone back to it.
Those first seasons, Preston, and we've talked about this, it gives you a real feeling, and apparently it's very accurate about... the way they have to do things.
She was like on her first tour of so it was pretty early on in the season.
She was touring with Journey.
So so they do have to sometimes go through proper channels just to meet up with each other because of their obligations and their, appointments that they have to keep. So the royal expert claimed that Markle made a request via a formal letter and that she hopes to get an opportunity to clear the air, put the rights from wrongs, and explain some of the rationale behind what they've been doing over the last few years. I hope they do get that straightened out.
The problem. They have this book that's coming out that's supposed to be a real tell-all. Obviously no one knew the timeline of the Queen dying, so what's going to happen with that? Is this? Are they going to try to clear the air before that hits the bookshelves?
Yeah, good question. Adam Levine is breaking his silence after he was publicly accused of cheating on Bahati Prinsloo, his wife of 8 years. But the Maroon 5 frontman posted on Instagram on Tuesday morning saying, a lot is being said about me right now, and I want to clear the air. I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period in my life. He said, in certain instances, it became inappropriate. I've addressed that and taken... proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake that I could ever make. I will never make it again. I take full responsibility. We will get through it, and we will get through it together. So I don't know what he did.
Oh.
I have no idea what he did.
He slipped into DMs, and, the girls are saying that they had relations with him.
One of them in particular said that it was an almost a year-long affair.
There was lots of texts. And, everybody's joking.
They've got the receipts, as they say, Preston.
Yes, but he's like a terrible texter. Like, it's just lots of like, I love you. Like, lots of like I's and O's and like, there's no like well-thought-out statements. It's just like lots of like... words I can't say, but like,
He was flirting with the yoga instructor, right? But there was no suggestion that they had a relationship.
Well, there's like, you were so hot when I saw you,
right.
and...
So he was inappropriate, but the one thing, I guess the real question is how many of these, because now they start to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, that's what
And
happened.
You don't know who's, listen, who can make heads or tails of this? So there was a picture of him with Bahati yesterday, and they seemed to be all smiles and doing okay. I don't know.
So Sumner Stroh is the Instagram model that claimed she had the year-long affair. Said that she had wanted to handle this privately, but felt forced to share the story on TikTok after a friend allegedly tried to sell the screenshots of these DMs to a tabloid. By the way, they have together, Levine and Prince Lu have daughters Dusty Rose, Gio Grace, and are expecting a third child on the way as well. They briefly broke up back when they were dating, but they were engaged in July 2013 and married in 2014.
I mean, this guy, you got to imagine, and he even admits it. He's just playing the field like crazy.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude. Yeah. The music was popular.
He's a rock star.
When he was single, yeah.
Totally.
Remember the person who told us this?
What is that?
About sorry? Him? Somebody told us this about him.
What is this? Oh, you're holding up your pinky. Okay. No, I don't. That he has a small penis?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. No. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
No. Do tell.
I don't think I can reveal the name, but it's somebody we all know.
Okay. All right. Small junk on Adam Levine.
Paris Hilton took to Instagram on Monday to share that her dog, Diamond Baby, is missing.
Oh, Diamond Baby.
She also offered... Do you know Diamond Baby?
No.
Okay. She also offered...
She just likes the words.
A big reward for Diamond Baby's return. Sharing a slideshow of her missing pet, Hilton wrote, this is so incredibly hard for me to post because I've been at a loss of words.
Wait, I can't type.
Whose dog got stolen? Who was that?
Oh, that
Lady
was
Gaga.
Lady Gaga. In fact, the dog Walker was shot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Diamond Baby has been missing since last Wednesday. I was at a photo shoot and we were moving houses and one of the movers must have left a door open. She said, my family and friends have been helping me search high and low throughout my entire neighborhood.
Did she leave a bowl of caviar out by the front door?
And have gone door to door, but we still haven't found her. We have hired a pet detective, a dog whisperer, a pet psychic, and we're looking into dog finding drones now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They've actually had success, believe it or not, with a few dog finding drones.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how you're going to find them. They're wandering around. So using that to get up and get a bird's eye view. Yeah.
I had no idea pet detective was an actual profession.
Yeah, I guess so. And dog whisperer and pet psychic.
You got to see this guy, Nick. His hair goes swooping way up. Yeah. Drives an old car.
He's got a lot of
animals. Dresses in loud clothing.
Right. Yeah, he's friends with Dan Marino, I think.
So
says all righty then.
She expressed how devastating this is for her. She wrote, anyone who has ever loved a pet and lost a pet will understand this pain that I'm feeling.
That
my heart
sucks.
My heart is broken.
It does suck.
And I have been in tears, so sad and depressed, and I feel like part of me is missing, and nothing is the same without her here. So,
have your guys ever gotten that pressed in your dogs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It hasn't happened. It was mainly when they were puppies.
Right.
And they'd be like, we don't know. You just got to spread out.
Yes.
Yeah. Just start looking.
Right.
That's what you got to do.
We had a dog, a golden retriever, growing up, and he got stuck behind a fence and couldn't get out, and he was stuck there for a week. And this was when I was like, 15, 16 years old. We thought he was gone. We got him back, and it was like it was a miracle to find. It was like such a great reunion. I'll never forget the moment.
The joy.
But the poor guy was stuck on the other side of the fence and couldn't get out. And, you know, it was brutal. So I feel bad for Paris Hilton. That sucks.
Yep. All right. So we'll follow along that story. See if that has a happy ending to it. So according to People magazine, Adam Sandler underwent hip surgery around Labor Day and is currently recovering. The actor is using a cane to assist his mobility. A representative told the outlet that he is scheduled the surgery between projects, and he's expected to begin his comedy tour October 21st. Now, on the 28th, he's going to be in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock, and that is today's secret text word prize, by the way. So text word secret to 39333, and you might be able to see him.
And, of course, whenever he's in the area, he stops by.
Of course, yes.
Hip surgery, you know, he's not that old, but yet I guess...
Well, I have a friend who had it before he was 40. He had to have both of
Isn't
them.
Isn't that wild?
Well, he had like, it ran in the family. Something that
I didn't realize that was a thing that can run in the family. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling it'll probably be me too. I get like the source of my back pain is my hip and glute. area. So I'm like, yeah, something's going on.
We have that sexy ass walk.
Yeah, thanks, man. I know, and that's why you're like Freddie Mercury didn't want to get his teeth removed because it might affect his voice.
Yeah,
it might affect my sexy walk.
You're sexy.
So I'm a little
can't have that.
You don't want to do that.
Hesitant on any kind of surgery.
I get it.
According to TMZ, Bachelorette alum Demario Jackson is being sued by two different women for sexual assault. Court documents show that the two women claim he used his reality TV status to lure the unsuspecting plaintiffs into trusting him. One of the plaintiffs is accusing Jackson of pinning her to the bed and sexually assaulting her, while the other is accusing him of pressuring her into having sex and continuing forcefully when she told him to stop. So those are some serious charges. So they've been filed. If you watch Bachelorette, then you know who this guy is. I do not. Here's another lawsuit. A lawsuit alleging Machine Gun Kelly of elder abuse.
What?
Has been dropped. According to Radar Online, 49-year-old parking attendant John Martin Tilley claimed that the rocker and mod son threatened and assaulted him in a Studio City parking lot in August 2021. But let me back up here a second. Elder abuse? The guy's 49 years old.
I don't understand that. Now, I mean, I saw footage of him at a retirement home kicking old people in the face. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
That's a different one. Kelly and his friend Maude were filming their movie Good Morning With You. Good Morning With AU is what it's called. When Tilly approached him and let him know he needed a permit to film on the property. According to his account, the two stars and their friends surrounded him and became aggressive.
Elder abuse.
A police report was not filed for several days, and the Los Angeles Police Department closed the case because they were unable to find any evidence of the attack.
So can you make a case for elder abuse if the person you're abusing is like 3 or 4 years older?
Maybe that's
it. Or is it just older abuse?
Older abuse.
Older than you abuse. Maybe that's the actual term. It's just old. He was born in March. I was born.
Yeah, he's older than me.
Older
it's
abuse.
Older than him abuse.
It doesn't make any sense.
All right. NBC and the Hollywood Foreign Press announced yesterday the Golden Globes are going to return to NBC in 2023, despite the award show being axed from the network in 2022.
Yeah, they really stuck to that.
Yeah, right? The NBC Universal Television and Streaming Chairman, Francis Berwick, said that we recognize the AHFPA's commitment to ongoing change and look forward to welcoming back the Golden Globes to NBC for its landmark 80th anniversary in January 2023. The award show is set to air January 10th as of now.
I wonder how these things are, most of the award shows are just trending down in audiences. I wonder if they're going to start doing that sort of thing where they stick them off on, like, Peacock or, you
I'm
know.
Wondering. I'm wondering the same thing, Steve. You know, I mean, it's about the almighty dollar and whether or not you draw, so.
Are they cheap to produce?
Some are.
I don't know.
Some, you know, the Golden Globes is actually the Academy Awards, obviously, is the mofo.
And there's production value there for the Academy Awards. I don't think you pay the host, right? Like, they just do it for exposure?
I'll tell you this. The Emmys that just aired was the lowest rated Emmys in history.
No kidding.
Yeah. I would imagine, as far as production goes, that the Grammys would probably be most expensive because you have all that live music.
Everyone's
taking place.
Playing music, Now, you have some production numbers. I don't know. I kid you not. I used to look forward. I loved the Academy. Preston, you remember those days. Yeah. But now we're just awarded to death.
Yeah, that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
It's overkill. Let's see here. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Jimmy Kimmel Live will be on ABC for another 3 seasons, making Kimmel one of the longest tenured talk show hosts in television. You believe that? In a statement released on Tuesday, Kimmel joked, after 2 decades at ABC, I am now looking forward to 3 years of what they call quiet quitting. So we'll see how that plays out. But he got an extension.
So every summer he takes all of August off?
Okay.
Yeah, he takes big chunks.
Yeah.
And Guillermo from the show was just at the Eagles game the other night. He was.
I saw that.
Yeah, he was tailgating. And there's a funny picture with Guillermo and Gritty and Swoop outside the link.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, and then one final thing. People reports that Chris Redd is the latest comedian to leave Saturday Night Live after 5 seasons on the show.
He's great.
Redd said in a statement, being a part of SNL has been the experience of a lifetime. 5 years ago, I walked into 30 Rock knowing that this was an amazing opportunity for growth. And now, with friends who have become family and memories, I will cherish forever. I am grateful to Lorne Michaels and the entire SNL organization. From the bottom of my heart, I can't thank you all enough.
You know, I've noticed is that though they don't stay like they used to. You know, they turn around quickly. So first time I saw him was in that Pop Star Never Stopping, mm-hmm. And he was great. He was also on that Kenan show, the sitcom that was nominated for awards and then got canceled.
So in other SNL news, Deadline reports that Miles Teller, Brendan Gleeson, and Megan Thee Stallion will host the first three episodes of the 48th season, which returns on October 1st. All right, we are ready for the clips.
Hey!
Any moment now. Hang on, sorry. Drum roll, please.
Yeah!
Meet Cute follows Sheila, who finds a time machine in a nail salon, as one does.
Of course, yeah.
And uses it to fix her date for the night before. And in this clarp, star Kaley Cuoco.
It's a sound clip without audio.
Talks about her chemistry with her co-star Pete Davidson. Here we go.
The movie is so cute. He's cute. We had so much fun. He's hilarious. I don't know how they're going to edit it together because all we did was laugh. And screw up our lines.
I want to see you naked.
Meet Cute is available for streaming on Peacock today if you would like to see that.
I was saying earlier, I have trouble accepting Pete Davidson in the rom-com boyfriend role.
Yeah.
There is a level of goofiness that just kills it for me, Kathy. Do you see anything there that makes him rom-com-y-ish?
Because
obviously he's been with some stellar women. So his ability to attract is there. It just doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for you. Yeah, yeah. I might be with you on that.
Okay.
Next clip. Here we go. Abbott Elementary is back for season two, and here creator and star Keita Brunson explains how she wanted the show to be received when it first came out.
Generations getting together to watch the show means a lot to me. That's exactly what I intended. I wanted families to watch a sitcom the way I did with my family growing up, and I'm happy to give something that they can all share together.
Yeah!
Abbott Elementary season two premieres tonight, 9 o'clock. That is on ABC. That's my entertainment report.
It was great.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, I tried. All right, so a few things going on this morning. I mentioned this earlier. We have a secret text where we have a chance for you to win some tickets to see Adam Sandler Friday, October 28th, Hard Rock, live at Estes Arena in Atlantic City. So go ahead and text word secret to 39333. We're going to do some giveaways. Our friends at Liberty Point are here. It is for the event that Marissa is going to be hosting, the Bud Light Thursday night kickoff tomorrow night, 7 to 9 at Liberty Point. So listen up for your chance to win those. And we have You Who Loot as well. Less than an hour from now, your first chance to win $1,000. When we return, we check in with the gang on the road. Casey's Big Adventure, somewhere outside of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And they have a destination in mind. We'll get the details from them and see how things are going so far as they make their trek from sea to shining sea here live on the Preston and Steve Show. We'll be back in a moment.
The energy, emotion, and epic concert experience that unfolded in Wembley Stadium earlier this month.
It sounds like these to give and give.
Will now be transported to the more intimate Kia Forum Arena in Inglewood, California for part two of the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert. The good news? WMMR has two great seats for the show to give away. The bad news? Travel is up to you. So especially for our California area podcasters and streamers, we encourage you to enter now at WMMR.com. Heck, ping your friends on the West Coast and have them enter too. The contest is open to all, and we just want to review after the show. See the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks coast to coast.
WMMR and Preston and Steve bring you Casey's Big Adventure.
On the road again.
Yes.
Let's check in with them now.
They are driving as we speak. And in fact, we're going to go to the boys via Zoom. Who are in their Subaru Ascent.
Yeah.
Heading out of Oklahoma City. And, of course, this whole thing is brought to you by our friends at Dunkin'. So the whole Casey's Adventure runs on Dunkin'. And thank you to Marriott Hotels. Well, we'll get some of the details of where they stayed and everything. But right now, it's dark where they are because they're behind us time-wise. Guys, can you hear us?
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you guys loud and clear, man.
Nice. We can't. We're looking at the Zoom. We can't see anything at this point, but I guess it's it's very, very dark.
It was dark.
Are you an hour? Hang on a second. Are you an hour behind us or 2 hours behind us?
I think we're an hour behind you. Right now, it's 6:20 where we're at.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you hear Jackie?
No.
He said it was dark.
Yeah, but it is. I'll tell you what. It's really dark here in Oklahoma, and we're headed to Texas. But if I just do one little thing, I think I might be able to brighten the.
Okay.
You know. And you know, Kyle. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, hit it!
Yes. Yes.
All right. For those of you who can't see this via our YouTube stream, they have disco lights inside Subaru.
Well done.
It's completely lit up like a rave right now.
I enjoyed that setup so much.
Casey, thanks.
Working at the car wash. Working at the car wash. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
You know what? I have to imagine. So they're driving on. I'm looking at the stretch of road. Can't see really a lot of other traffic around you. What must that car look like
to the outside
passersby?
Wow.
Well, I wish somebody could recall in and report.
Yeah.
And let us know what we look like. But I'll tell you what, it looks like a party.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, this is the best. So, what time did you guys get rolling this morning, Casey? Oh, we
might have froze up. Yeah.
All right. So, as they're headed across certain areas, we will lose signal from time to time. I think we can hear you again now, Case. What time did you guys get started this morning?
We hit the road about 5:30 Oklahoma City time, and
right.
I was proud of everybody for getting up early technically it's late, but we met in the lobby of the Marriott and at 5:15, and we hit the road and pulled off Dunkin', grabbed our coffee, and we're going. So we have a goal in mind this morning of reaching a destination before the show's over.
All right, that sounds good, because we'd like to, each day have something for you guys to try to achieve before the end of the program. So what have you set your sights on as far as getting done before we wrap up the program today?
So we set our sights on just Amarillo, Texas, Cadillac Ranch.
Ah.
And
it's tough.
And the lady said, "Oh, are you? Oh man,
all right, try
now.
Yeah, try again.
Pretty good. All right." So we were checking out somewhere, and we told the lady that we were going to Cadillac Ranch. She says, do you have your spray paint?" And I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that you were supposed to spray paint stuff." So Kyle and I hit up Walmart last night, and we got spray paint. We're going to spray paint some cars.
Perfect.
While he's talking, people aren't familiar with Cadillac Ranch. You've seen it many times. It's where cars or Cadillacs are planted in the ground.
Yeah, they're buried from like the hood. The rear of the car sticks up, and the hood is buried in. It's kind of like a bizarre homage to Stonehenge, but
right.
with Cadillacs. And people can bring out spray paint and paint whatever they want to on them.
I did a similar cross-country road trip in 1996. We stayed in Oklahoma City. My friend Stu and I did. And then we drove to Albuquerque, kind of like Casey and Jackie and Kyle are doing today. And so we were looking for Cadillac Ranch. It's sort of along Route 66 as you're heading west. And it kind of comes out of nowhere. It's outside of Amarillo, Texas. There's nothing really else around it. But it's cool, man. Like, visiting it was a neat thing to see, and it's definitely like a slice of America.
It's a landmark.
It really is, yeah.
So we'll get a good photo op. Go ahead, Case.
It's a great photo op, but in 3 hours, we need to figure out what are we going to spray paint onto these Cadillacs.
I think we can solicit from people if they have any ideas, but things like No Sad Bro and stuff like that come to mind.
Yeah, we can have some texters recommend some things, Case.
Yeah, so we'll each get to, spray paint something. So, yeah, that's a good idea. But I would love to incorporate the minds of the President Steve listeners to come up with, like, the perfect thing.
We'll ask for people to text in for that, and also on social media of the posts that you guys have made, so you guys can check them if you want. But listen, we're going to go in about, 20 minutes or so, we're going to go on Fox Good Day, and you guys have to do the disco lights again for those guys, because they're going to go live to you guys, okay?
All right, do you want me to do it the same way, or do you want me to have them going as before we even...
I think a little surprise.
A little surprise.
Would be kind of
fun. Yeah.
So, Casey, real quick, you and I spoke last night before I went to bed. We chatted, and I was asking, just kind of getting a feel for how everybody's doing, because we're almost at the halfway point now as far as time goes. You've gone past the midway point of the country a while back, but... I asked kind of how everybody's feeling so far, and what was your report on that?
Well, I'll tell you what, me and Jackie, we were going great guns. Kyle, for some reason, when we were stopping for lunch, man, he was fading. He described himself as a zombie. It made me a little scared, Steve.
Really?
But I got he's cutting together all these videos. When we got back to the hotel on Monday night, Jackie and I, we just laid down and went to sleep. But Kyle, he started editing videos, and he didn't get to bed till pretty late. So he was kind of running on fumes yesterday. We had chili cheese fries and some Spanish steak burgers at this place called Bobo Drive-In. And then after that, Kyle said, It brought him back to life. Kyle, I don't know how you're feeling now. Do you still feel the same way?
I feel good. I feel refreshed. I feel fine today.
Okay.
All right. And Casey.
A
little bit about that. Why you guys stopped off where you did. You told me that story, too.
Yeah. So we wanted to, I wanted to go into Kansas and then shoot over to Kansas and then down to Oklahoma. So as we were driving, I just decided to Google Guy Fieri's, like Flavortown, USA, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Hold on a second. So Casey,
Kansas, and this place called.
We lost you for a second there. Go ahead. You had said you wanted a Triple D. We lost him again.
Casey, so I typed in Kansas, and
You keep breaking up. One more time.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Not all your right, fault, so, buddy.
All right. Cool. So I typed in Topeka, Kansas, and this place called Bobo Drive-In popped up. And it's this tiny little, like, drive-in, like, type of place that's, it's really old-looking. It's been there since the 40s. And everybody in the town, like, swears by this place. And, I mean, it looked a little rough from the pictures. But when we went in, man, it was so charming. And we ended up getting the steak burger and the chili cheese fries. And, shout-out to Trisha, the owner. Man. She was cute,
was
dude.
She? Look so, at you guys. Yes. You guys between nasty hot neighbors and restaurateurs who are attractive, you guys are making out like crazy.
Well, Steve, the best part is at the end of the dining experience, we took a picture with the whole staff, right? And Trisha, she's like, oh, here, her hair was up, right? And she was cute with her hair up. And then she's like, here, let me put my hair down. And she takes her hair out of her messy bun. And it's just kind of like, shakes her head a little bit. And it was like, she went into like slow motion. And it was like, I was like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. But yes.
But listen, Casey is very, very smart in that he travels, his stomach leads the way. And so I never thought about while going from town to town of maybe doing a quick search on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives,
which is perfect
because they've done loads of seasons of that show all over the country. That you might be stumbling into some hole in the wall that has this specialty burger or dish or burrito or something you've never heard of before, and it's one of the best around. And Casey, of course, sniffed it out and found that one in Topeka. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, and I've done that from time to time. In L.A. and Vegas and Texas, there was one time in Vegas where I was like, I pulled into the parking lot of this one place, and I was like, oh, I'm not going in here. Like this place is a little too rough and a little too scary for me. But that's the only other time. But I tend to. I tend to follow wherever my stomach leads me.
Yeah, it's a great way to travel. I mean, you really can see a whole lot of the country this way, that way. And Kyle, maybe Trisha brought you back to life a little bit, too, because I'm looking at the photo that you posted on your Instagram, and I'm guessing she's in between Casey and Jackie in this photo. And Kyle, you're a single man, right? So
I am single. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Very much so. Very single. Philadelphia, I am single.
Let him know.
Well, listen, the more potential girlfriends you can date in Oklahoma, the better for you.
Work on girls in different area codes, Kyle.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing, man? We haven't heard much from you. How are things in your world?
I am wonderful. I mean, third day, like you said, Kyle was, you know, you get motion sickness when you're texting and you're reporting it and all. I try and, you know, not too much stay on the phone, but me, Casey, just going down these highways and byways, I'm loving it, man.
You know what, Jackie?
A little too early for me, but I'm loving it.
You've been great. And some of the funniest stuff, especially yesterday after you guys had an encounter with that neighbor outside of Preston's old home. And you couldn't wait when you guys got in the car. We were listening back on the playback this morning. And you're like, I have to tell you, the neighbor was hot.
Yeah.
Casey Boy was in the car in front of us with Preston's good friend, Steve. And he's like, did you call in after me? I said, yeah, I did.
Nice.
I don't care how hot she was. She was so mean. And I, you know, that made her as ugly as sin.
I agree. So, yeah. So. Yeah, we need to eventually get her. Video of the segment to see what our intentions were.
Right, right.
I didn't know Karen had moved in next door to my old house, but I guess she did, so I don't know.
But I'll tell you what, Press, there's been a lot. I've witnessed and encountered a ton of Midwest charm. We stopped off for gas in, like, really rural western Missouri, and when we got out of the car, it was like 100 degrees, and it was windy.
Yep.
Really windy. And I went in to pay for the gas, and I'm talking to the lady. I'm like, "What, man, it's really hot and windy here." And she goes, yep, welcome to misery.
Yeah, misery. Said Missouri. And they'll ask you how you're doing and want to know what you're up to and all that stuff. Yeah, it's part of that charm of that area. But
she was like, nothing's here. And Case goes, yeah, but you're here. Great line.
Nice.
I like how, by the way, and I have to point this out, is that the disco lights are moving around the room. Jackie's nose keeps getting illuminated. Did you?
It's like a disco.
We love you, Jackie. It's just, as you're looking at the video, it's too funny.
At what point?
Send Tylenol.
At what point is Jackie, a.k.a. Dale Jr., going to get behind the wheel?
Dale, oh my God. And by the way, so Dale Jr., as we were entering into Oklahoma late yesterday, it just kind of like crept up on us, the Oklahoma sign. I'm like, oh, there's the welcome to Oklahoma sign. And Jackie goes,
locks them up.
To see if there were any cars or anything.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. All right. Oh, so you got to listen to this. Bill Weston. Bill has been so mortified of that specifically, about you stopping for state signs.
Oh, yeah.
And about you being to the side of the road. He's looking out for your safety, which you got to appreciate.
But it's one of those Bill things.
It's a Bill thing.
Yeah. No, it's dangerous getting out there on the road.
There's large trucks passing by.
Yeah.
Well, that sign in particular, aside from Jackie jerking the wheel across three lanes of traffic at the last second,
got the picture.
We did get the picture, but the sign itself was a good 20 feet, maybe like even 20 yards off of the road.
Yeah.
So we were safe over there taking pictures.
All right.
We got to the side of the road, we were safe.
Okay. So you're trying to hit every state sign as you cross into the territories, right?
Yeah, what did we missed? We missed Missouri.
Indiana only had a state line signed.
No, we got Indiana. I think it was Illinois. It said like Illinois state line. It was like a tiny little green sign.
Real quick.
And then we also missed St. Louis because it was night and we were going across the bridge and the arch was there. So
okay,
but not St. Louis isn't a state, but. So we're trying to do that. We want to, you know, like this, you know, create a travel log for the listeners as well.
It's great. Hey, Marissa had that banner made. Are you guys using that anywhere yet?
We've used it for almost all of the signs.
Okay.
And it's really windy out here. Like, we almost got blown away in Oklahoma holding up that sign.
Wow.
Okay. I told you, like, the windiest day I've ever encountered was in the gas station out in Kansas. I mean, that wind, there's nothing to stop it. So it just blows right through. Super powerful.
It really, really is. And so when we were driving in Oklahoma last night, you know, we were here. Then I'm glad we got some daylight in Oklahoma because it's beautiful. Like the stretch of road that we were on was so straight and flat, and everything to our left and right was just flat. You could just see for miles and miles and miles, and there's a real beauty in that.
Okay, excellent.
Even though there's like
nothing to really look at. Right.
Look at that nothing.
Yeah. So
look, there's a ton of sky.
A little bit later on, Case, we're gonna have you guys be a part of a contest. Are you guys all prepared for that?
We are. We've been rehearsing.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, it's going to involve singing because as you drive, I mean, singing along to songs on the radio or even turning off the radio and just doing little sing-alongs is kind of what you do when you're on long stretches. And I'm sure that these guys have been. What have you guys been listening to as far as music goes when we haven't been checking in with you?
Well, it kind of depends on who's driving. Surprisingly, not too much Fish.
Oh.
But now we're in Studio 54. We started the morning with Hot Stuff from Donna Summers on the Shaka Khan. Pointer Sisters. We're listening to
Selma Houston,
Neutron Dance. So we're going a little disco this morning.
Okay.
Bam Bam's listening to some underground like old 70s and stuff. I don't know. We're kind of all over the map. So
hey, you know what? Actually, today...
Driving in silence, too.
We'll have to get Kyle to sing some of this because today is the 21st of September. I'm going to play a little clip for you here. This song mentions the 21st of September in it from Earth, Wind, and Fire. So hang on a second here. The first line in, right? Yeah, hang on a second.
Do you remember?
First night of September. Kyle, let's hear a little bit. Sing some of that for us, if you will, man.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while we're chasing the clouds away.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
All right.
We're going to get some more of that later on as we have a game plan.
Well, it's officially Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
It is.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. So here's what I want to do. Case, we're going to be checking in with you guys right away because we're going to break. We're going to come back. We got the Bizarre File. We have Fox Good Day, and they want to see how you guys are doing live on the road. So why don't we kind of shut things down for now? Return in just a couple of minutes.
All right, shut the lights, Kyle.
We will we'll chat with you guys on the air with Fox Good Day, and then we'll come back a little bit later on, and we'll have the contest prepared that we want to do.
Excellent.
Sound like a winner?
Sounds like a plan, brother.
Excellent. All right, you guys hang in there. We'll come back to you in just a little bit. It's Casey and the gang who are traveling across this nation to dip their toes in the Pacific Ocean after they left from here in Philadelphia. We didn't have them drive 2 hours or an hour the other way.
It seemed counterproductive.
To the Atlantic, yeah. And then, but it's good enough. Casey goes there every weekend, so we know how that is. So far, so good. It's going great.
I'm thrilled. Honestly, we had so many things in place, knowing that we had to, we're going to have to shear off some of those. But what we have gotten to has been wonderful. I've been loving it.
Yep, absolutely. So hopefully you watch on our YouTube channel because you get to see in the vehicle as they go live with us via Zoom. And they have disco lights in the car, man. And it's dark where they are right now. So we'll take a break. We'll come back in a second. We'll have the Bizarre File. We'll have Yoo-Hoo Loot. We will go on Fox Good Day. They will go live with Casey and the gang. And you know what? Our friends are here from Liberty Point.
Uh-huh.
And Marissa is doing the Bud Light Thursday night kickoff tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. It's on the waterfront in downtown Philly. And I tell you what, I'll give a $25 gift card to caller number 17. Now, you'll want to stop by because you can win a pair of tickets to the October 2nd Eagles game against the Jacksonville Jaguars and a signed Javon Hargrave football as well, courtesy of Bud Light.
Nice.
So caller 17 will give you the gift card, but make sure you join Marissa tomorrow night at Liberty Point. And it's on Columbus Boulevard because you'll have your chance to win that other stuff. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Love MMR? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We had about a little over a minute before we go live on Fox Good Day. Let me check with Case, make sure our audio's there, because they're going to go on with us. Casey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you great. And by the way, the only rain we encountered was just a little east of Pittsburgh. We went through a couple of tunnels, and as we went through the tunnels and when we came out the other side, that's when it was clouds all of a sudden.
Okay.
So we had a little bit of rain in PA, and that was it.
It looks like it's been glorious. By the way, you're coming up on the Stafford Air and Space Museum.
Oh.
Judging by the map, you want to take a quick detour or a peep.
Exciting. Oh, man, we don't have time.
All right, yeah. Understood.
All right, well, listen, we got about a minute, so hang tight, Case, and we'll bring you guys up when they start to throw it to us on Fox Good Day. But in the meantime, real quick, I want to thank Liberty Point for being here this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing the food by. Again, a place that knows how to do Brussels sprouts right.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. So tasty. I just had their short rib sandwich, which is fantastic, and their fried chicken sandwich as well. I'm going to sample some other things that they brought. But Marissa is going to be there tomorrow night for Bud Light Thursday night kickoff. Will you be able to score Eagles tickets? I can hear you guys, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
And
Jackie Bam Bam loves Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
That's great. I got 30 seconds before we go on Fox Good Day. Let's just hang on until we bring you guys
up. We were live.
I gotcha. It's all good.
I love Brussels sprouts. Anyway.
It doesn't.
10 seconds. When we hear the music, and I'll do some more giveaways for Liberty Point in a little while, so just hang out and get yourselves ready. Here we go, live on Fox. Good Day. Hang on.
All right, let's check on Casey Boy. He's traveling across the country. I've been fascinated by this, Preston and Steve. I've been following him, I guess we all have, on Instagram.
Yep.
Where are they now?
They're just outside of Oklahoma City, and they have a destination in mind this morning. They're going to try to get to the Cadillac Ranch in Texas before the end of our program. And, eventually on Friday, we want them to be pulling into Los Angeles during our show. And that's kind of the goal, is to get from as I said earlier, from sea to shining sea. But do you guys want to chat with them a little bit here?
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Guys.
Casey, can you hear us?
Yeah. 2, 3, 4. Hit it.
No. What?
What's up, guys?
Oh, no.
It's like a nightclub in there.
That's so good.
It's a rolling disco. Yeah. That's the type of cross-country trip they're having, guys.
Okay, Preston, Steve, maybe you can take this.
Because you guys know Mike, because we've been following along, and Mike is from Kansas.
Right.
So when Casey Boy posted Casey, Kansas.
There's no such thing.
And Mike was like, I had never heard of that. Oh, my goodness.
That's like a Wawa in Kansas. I think it's a convenient place.
I saw the sign, Casey, Kansas.
Yeah, no, they've been trying to make sure that they're getting a real taste of all the areas, stopping at, sampling the people. And Casey's consensus, the whole group is that from that area, Mike and Alex, that super nice, cordial. They're getting a good vibe. They're really enjoying this trip, especially this part across America.
Yeah, they stopped in my hometown of St. Louis and spent the day there. So, and then, made it across Missouri, then into Kansas, now headed down south into Oklahoma, and now over to Texas. And they're experiencing people and food and all kinds of stuff along the way.
Are you guys familiar with the Cadillac?
Can I make a request then?
Yeah, sure.
If they're in Texas, they have to stop at Buc-ee's, because Buc-ee's is like the Walmart supersized supercenter version of Wawa for people in Texas. You can literally get any and everything there, including Buc-ee's. Home decor.
All right, so remember Buc-ee's, guys. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, Jackie Bam Bam has to go to the bathroom quite often, so we'll stop off there for him to relieve himself.
By the way,
we'll make sure that we do that.
I don't know if you guys are getting reports of alien sightings across America, but it's just Jackie.
Somebody knows?
Hey, Mike, what part of Kansas are you from, Mike?
Wichita. So you're just south of my hometown of Wichita.
Okay, yeah, because we stopped off in Topeka, so I wasn't sure if you were familiar with the anything there, because we went to this little burger joint in Topeka called Bobo Drive-In. That was awesome, and it was just, you know, it's one of those places that is, you know, almost synonymous with the city.
You know what they've been doing? Go ahead.
They've diverted from the map then. If they went through Topeka.
Yes. Casey wanted to he wanted to spend a little more time in Kansas, actually, Mike. He wanted to see what the breadbasket of the country looked like.
That's interesting. Nice. So I guess they went through Kansas City down to Topeka.
But I'm glad they still made a stop in St. Louis. We were having a debate because I was like, oh, you went up in the Arch, because I went to school in Missouri. And I was like, did it sway while you were up there? And Casey Ware was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like, what? I bam, bam,
I didn't feel it swaying, but Kyle did feel it swaying. I guess I wasn't paying attention, but Kyle said he did feel it swaying. Chris, did you know that it sways up there?
Yeah, the word is like there's a 2 or 3 foot sway that can happen. It's, you know, some larger buildings have that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, two or three feet at that.
Crazy to me.
Yeah, it is crazy. But the funny thing was watching them all jam into those small elevators to get up to the summit on the Arch. Mm-hmm. If you've never seen it, it's like sitting in a washing machine.
Yep.
Yeah, those little balls that go up like that. Thanks, guys. This has been so much fun. We'll continue to follow on Instagram, certainly, and on your website, WMMR.
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you later. All right, cool. So,
bye, guys.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Casey, we're going to check in with you guys in a bit because it is 8 o'clock and there's something that we need to do. Hold on. I need to hit this.
Here it is. MMRs. Yeah. Now, listen up. Here's your keyword.
I like the one that has you twice.
Right.
All right, the word is expose, or expose, because they're spelled the exact same way, aren't they? E-X-P-O-S-E. All right, that's your word. You have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter it. Three ways for you to do it. You can text the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or you can enter it via the MMR app or at WMMR.com. And one random entry wins $1,000 in our company-wide contest. Each winner gets a call from Beasley, so make sure that you answer your phone. Contest rules are available at WMMR.com. And the whole thing is sponsored by Horizon Services. So let me give you that word again. It is expose, E-X-P-O-S-E. That word is worth $1,000, but you can't win if you don't play. So make sure that you enter that now, and a good luck to you.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, I got some B-File stories I'm going to share with you. Let me give Marissa just a second. She's herding cats right now.
She really is.
Casey. So, all right, it's brought to you by Primo Hoagies. Wherever you're watching the game, score big and serve in style with Primo Hoagies. It's not just a hoagie. It's a primo. All right, we'll start with this. Eric Adam says that he has been fired from his position as the morning meteorologist on Spectrum News' NY1 in New York for a leaked appearance on an adult cam site.
Yeah.
Adam posted the news via Instagram on Monday, aiming to share his truth rather than let others control the narrative of his life, according to him. Noted that his psychiatrist has called his actions compulsive behavior, and that he is, quote, not in a position to disagree. Adam wrote, I secretly appeared on an adult cam website. On this site, I acted out my compulsive behaviors while at home by performing on camera for other men. It was 100% consensual on both of our parts. I wasn't paid for this, and it was absurd of me to think that I could keep this private. Nonetheless, my employer found out, and I was suspended and then terminated.
That's the difference between radio and television, because on my OnlyFans, I do docking videos every night.
Listen.
And it's fine.
Anything to get numbers.
Yeah.
He said, first and foremost, I unequivocally apologize to my employers at Spectrum, my coworkers, my audience, my family, and my friends for any embarrassment or humiliation that I've caused you. You expect and deserve better from me. He said, I can't take it back. And I can't change what I did, but I'm getting the professional help I need so that I can make appropriate decisions that don't affect those I care about deeply, as well as my career as I move forward in my life.
Besides that, President, did he mention how the weekend's looking?
He did not, weather-wise, no. But I can tell you that in a little bit. But he did make it a point to highlight that while he regrets his appearance on the website, he rejects any criticism that may come up about his sexuality. He's gay, and it's not about that. It's the fact that you're a TV personality,
right,
and you probably should back off of doing the cam shows.
Just if a
you
bit.
Get in, if you get into that line of work.
Right. Or wear a mask.
Well, one of the most popular restaurants, and I wish Casey was going to Houston because he could try this out. It's apparently it's been the Turkey Leg Hut.
The Turkey Leg Hut?
Yeah, and last month it even saw Quavo, 2 Chainz, DaBaby take off and more come in on the same day, Steve.
Oh, so these hip-hop artists are flocking to it?
Yep, to the Turkey Leg Hut. But among the food items served at Turkey Leg Hut, you include turkey legs, tacos, burgers, chicken and fish sandwiches, and more, various cocktails as well. But it's a very busy restaurant, and a woman had it trending again on Sunday because this person had customers surprised after witnessing her walk into the restaurant completely and totally naked.
That's not how you eat turkey legs.
The only clothing she had on was a pair of socks and sneakers.
She was the manager of the Rooster Balls place across the street.
She was trying to get in there and cause a stir. Turkey Leg Hut also reportedly has an enforced dress code, which got a lot of backlash online. For this woman, though, it appears that she wanted to feel fully free and didn't mind the consequences of following Turkey Leg Hut's dress code. It's still unclear of whether or not that this woman went on to be arrested or is facing charges or not. That's from Rooster Balls across the street.
That's her doorbell.
Yeah. All right. A house for sale in Washington, D.C. has 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, and a cousin. The $664,000 home comes with a guy living in it.
How are you doing?
At first glance...
Can I watch your poop?
The listing... Are you the cousin?
Yeah.
At first glance, the listing for a row house looks pretty good, like a pretty good deal, and it's not until you scroll down you see the surprising detail, and it says, and I quote, seller's cousin lives in the house. Arrangements are being made to get him out of the property. He may prove tough to allow entry. It is buyer's responsibility to evict him if possible.
That's insane. So you remember years ago when Hefner was selling the Playboy Mansion? Mm-hmm. The initial deal was you'd buy the mansion, but he would be living in part of
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Neighbors say the situation is even more complicated than suggested by the listing. They say the cousin is an elderly man with very few resources. If he's kicked out, they say he may end up on the street. Neighbors believe the older woman who owned the house passed away a year or two ago. And as an example, a woman named Ayanna Smith, who bought a home with a tenant inside of it in April, says that dealing with a tenant who doesn't want to move can be a huge hassle.
Of course!
She said financially and just the amount of time that we've spent trying to get this tenant out of our home, she said it's crazy. She gave the tenant a 90-day notice of eviction and then waited months to get a hearing before a judge. But she said the judge immediately tossed her complaint out because she didn't have a business license for the row house she bought. She said a court worker accepted the court filing but didn't tell her that she needed a business license. She said another clerk later told her that they weren't allowed to provide legal advice. So Smith said the city has set up kind of a catch-22 for homebuyers. She said in order to evict a tenant, you have to have a business license. In order to get a business license, you have to have a home inspection. In order to get a home inspection, you need to get inside the home. And a tenant might simply tell the new homeowner that he or she can't come in.
Yeah.
So she advises a whole lot of caution for anyone interested in buying the house.
You'd be insane to do something like that.
With a cousin inside of it. That's Cousin Eddie.
That's Cousin Eddie.
He might be hanging
Remember
out.
What a nightmare he was?
All right, and then one last story, and we'll end on a good one. A scary but a good outcome. A 15-year-old girl in Hawaii who had been reported missing was found thanks in part to 2 Good Samaritans who offered aid. Michaela Dabina was allegedly abducted a Friday, September 16th. And the girl's aunt, Lauren Dabina, said that a kidnapper approached Michaela and her boyfriend on a beach on Friday, allegedly used a knife to coerce Michaela to join him and then tied her up and blindfolded her boyfriend. Michaela's mother said that her daughter commenced her alleged kidnapper, later identified as 52-year-old Duncan Kialoha Mahi, to take her out to get food. And once they arrived at the restaurant, Michaela tried to slip away from her abductor. Now, Bridge Hartman, a host at the restaurant, witnessed Michaela try to slip away before she was caught again by her abductor. Mr. Hartman said he sensed that something was wrong about the duo. He said, something's off. Even if it wasn't her, my brain was like, I need to get to her, meaning this missing girl. Thankfully, Mr. Hartman knew Michaela was missing after an Amber Alert was issued on Friday and recognized who she was. He was like, wow, that's her. And I realized and I yelled out, that's the girl, that's the Amber Alert girl. Once he realized who she was, he rushed in to help. She got away from him, he said, just for a brief moment. And I was able to grab her in time and rush her back into the back of our restaurant.
Amazing.
Another person helped out, too. A woman there, Corey Takaki, according to the girl's mother, said Ms. Takaki was eating in the restaurant. She noticed a girl wearing ill-fitting men's clothing. She sprung into action just as Mr. Hartman was wrestling her away from the abductor. And after McKellar was safely separated and moved back to the restaurant, she stayed with the girl. She said she seemed really scared but was happy. And so a few hours later, local police were able to track down the guy. And they arrested him.
Could have ended horribly.
Yeah, Mr. Hartman told police that Mr. Mahi was allegedly trying to convince everyone at the restaurant the girl was his daughter. So they managed to get her back. So a close one.
Kudos to him and Bukaki.
Yeah. Yep. All right. And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you. All right. So about 5 minutes left to enter the word expose for you who loot. Your chance to win $1,000. Make sure you send that over now. Remember, it's expose or expose, E-X-P-O-S-E. And maybe you win a grand. I would like to give away a $25 gift card right now to Liberty Point, who brought in some fantastic food this morning. And we'll take call number 11 at 215-263-WMMR. Marissa will be at Liberty Point, which is at 211 South Columbus Boulevard in Philly tomorrow for Bud Light Thursday night kickoff. And you can get Eagles tickets possibly or custom MMR Bud Light t-shirts and signed Eagles merchandise, all courtesy of our friends at Bud Light. So
nice.
Let's get you on board for that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second, figure out what we're going to do. We have a contest planned with Casey and company in the Big Adventure. That might be coming up next. We'll see. Hang out. Be right back in a moment.
Who serves up the best burger in Philly? Taste for yourself. Philly Burger Brawl is back.
Round one, fight.
So get off your buns and come sample the region's meat you can't beat. From traditional to gourmet to...
Whoa, what's on that?
Come stuff your grill with unlimited burger bites. Sunday, October 23rd. Outdoors at Xfinity Live with cold beer and live music. Benefiting Philly Parks and Rec's at-risk teen initiative. And Philly School District's after-school programming. Ticket info's up at WMMR.com. Don't miss Philly Burger Brawl 2022 at Xfinity Live.
I do love the taste of a good burger. Mm.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your taste buds.
A reminder, secret text word prize today. Tickets to see Adam Sandler Friday, October 28th at the Hard Rock Live in Atlantic City. So text word secret to 39333 by the end of the program. We'll get a winner today. Tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster. And also I wanted to mention again, because I didn't realize this until Marissa pointed this out to me, but our friends that are here from Liberty Point, that's the new restaurant that's at the Seaport Museum.
I love that.
That we had talked about when they were getting ready to open it up.
A lot of al fresco dining capability, right?
Totally. Outside, when the weather's great, especially, man. Fall and spring, sitting outside eating is just the best.
Yes, yeah.
So we'll do some more giveaways with those guys in a little bit. But Marissa's doing the Thursday night kickoff with Bud Light there tomorrow night. That's 7 to 9. Make sure you stop by. It's here. Speaking of stuff in our fine city, I think it's time that we take a look and see what the pulse is of the city beat this morning on the City Beat Steve Show. Yeah.
Where the beat behind the mead has Brussels sprout juice all over his feet.
Dude, their Brussels sprouts are great at Liberty Point. Do you guys have any yet?
No. I have. Oh, excellent.
Yummy. Yummy, yummy, yum. All right, so speaking of food... And I'll mention this. I saw it on 6ABC this morning, but Phil and Jim's Hoagies, Phil and Jim's Steaks and Hoagies in Delaware County was awarded the best hoagie on earth.
Whoa!
By Food Network Magazine. So they made them the best hoagie on earth.
On earth.
And I've never been there. I got to ask if Casey has been there before because he knows all things. In fact, he recently did a posting of the best hoagies in Delaware County.
He ended up doing a best hoagies. It was like the hoagies that he grew up with.
Okay.
This one was not on his list, though.
He did an extensive pizza tour, but the hoagie thing is more refined.
Yeah, so he did this. This is on PrestonSteve.com. So he broke down his favorites, and yeah, I guess it's maybe. Listen, you can't get to every.
No,
yeah, I mean, I guess a gazillion it's just
not truly the mayor of Delco, then. Oh. I mean, if he doesn't know about the best OB.
He just hung a 180. He's coming back to kick your ass.
I'm just throwing that out there. How can he miss that?
Do I have to defend him now?
Yeah, you're in the position. Yeah.
It wasn't like the best hoagies. It was his favorite. The ones he grew up with.
So, Gia Miller, who co-owns the Delco Steak Shop that has been in operation since 1962, said that she is not surprised that they won. She said, "I'm not surprised. We make hundreds of Italian specials weekly. That's their signature hoagie, is the Italian special."
You know what? It's not one of my favorites. I appreciate it now and then, but I'm not a big Italian hoagie fan.
Oh, I love them.
My brother-in-law could live on them. Yeah. Loves them.
Yeah, it's... When I can't figure out what I want, I'm like, yeah, I'll get an Italian. Because I know I'm going to love it.
But you have a more cultivated palate than do I. I'm a more basic guy. That requires a lot of flair, and the people that do it well, it's a special art form.
Miller said she's proud to be providing Delaware County residents with the comfort food that they love, but she recognized that it is a lot of work as well. She said, "I don't think people realize how much goes into it. It's 70 hours a week for me. Catering trays, team meals, high schools, everyone is calling us," she said. Hang on here. I'm going to go to Joe on the phone. Say, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry to bother you at work.
Nah, we love it, bud. All right, so you're near Phil and Jim's?
I am literally right around the corner.
Okay.
And the smell is intoxicating.
It is the best.
I've been to Donkey's. I've been to Jim's on South Street.
Oh, so you're saying specifically their cheesesteak?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So everything is good there? And how often are you eating there, Joe?
I'm eating there a lot. The smell just wafts over. Amazing.
Have you had their Italian special?
I have. It's one of the best. And if you go down the road from me, there's a place called Roland's Deli. It's an Italian deli. They make something called the Godfather, and it is amazing.
I've had a sandwich called the Godfather before, a long time ago. I don't remember where.
There's always a Godfather.
Yeah. All right, cool. Joe, thanks for the heads up, man. We appreciate
it. No problem. Have a great day.
Joe, I love you. By the way, and people are calling for this, but 10 points for Delco.
Oh! Kathy!
He didn't even
Bucks County's getting
there.
Decimated.
It says on the planet.
Listen, I'm only going to say this one time because I'm not as petty as Casey, but
yeah.
Preston is doing this so Casey wins because I beat him the other two times.
I'm not doing anything, man.
So you're suggesting that this is all manipulated.
You need to make me aware of stunning Bucks County stories.
And then
I would consider them.
Then Preston makes a good point.
Yeah.
You're not being a good advocate for Bucks County.
Listen, I don't think it should be me saying, here, what about this? What about this? What about this? If it's in the news and he sees it, I think that's great.
Okay. Well,
passive will lose the race.
It's 105 to 85, Delaware County ahead by 20 at this point.
You need to have
Are we going to have a tri-cup?
Well, Casey and I actually, we had a brief conversation, but we kind of have a, just stay tuned, because we have maybe a Busco versus Delco at the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yes!
Yeah.
I can't wait if that is the case. Anyhow, back to this. Miller says that even though the wait times on high peak times are nearly an hour for the sandwich, customers will gladly wait for their meal, which they can proudly say is some of the best on the planet.
Yeah, I get it. I'm bad in lines. So when is off peak, I assume?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know. What will you wait a long time for? Is there something that you'll... That
surgery?
There's very little. I'm talking about food.
Oh.
Very little that I will say, okay, it's going to be an hour and a half, and then you get your food.
I don't mind waiting at a restaurant if, like, you can sit, you can have a drink, or, like, to me, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
But, like, waiting in line, say, for something, just one piece of food.
In the foyer or the waiting area? I'll do...
Ordering ahead of time, no problem.
Right.
Like, picking it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The most... a half hour is what I'll do. The most, and it has to be for something I really want.
But, Kathy, you're right. If you can go, like, sit at a high top or at a bar or something like that and kill some time while you're waiting for your table or whatever, yeah, I'm cool with that.
I waited in line for that those cheesecakes in, was it Elkins Park?
Yep. How long?
The cheesecake lady. Well, that's the thing. I would drive by every weekend Jace's soccer, and the line was crazy. And so one day I actually went from here because I believe she's open Thursday to Sunday.
Right.
So I left here on a Thursday, and I got there, and there was maybe like 10 people in front of me.
Oh.
So yeah, so it wasn't bad at all. Maybe I waited 10 minutes, and it was worth it.
Yep. All right.
Well, anyhow, she says people will wait for an hour to get them at Phil and Jim Steaks and Hoagies
in Delco.
It's the best hoagie on earth, according to Food Network magazine.
I love a family place like this doing so well.
Mm. Marissa, go ahead. What do you want to say?
Casey is on the line if he wants to.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he wants to chime in.
All right. Hang on. What, via Zoom?
Yes.
All right. Case?
Oh, hey, there's Kyle's finger. God dang it.
All three of them were in the front seat.
My Delco spidey senses were tingling.
Okay. We weren't going to check in with you guys for another half hour or so, but what did you want to jump in with here?
So I don't know what you were talking. I assume you're talking about Phil and Jim's, huh?
Yes. Yeah. So, yes. Best hoagie on earth, according to Food Network magazine.
What do you
say? That's pretty amazing. Well, which hoagie is it, do they say?
It is their Italian special.
Your Italian special.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't had that yet, but I've heard great things about Phil and Jim, so
I was just
head over to Brookhaven.
Case, I was just really disappointed in you being the mayor of Delco that you didn't know to go there on your hoagie tour.
Well, that wasn't my choice. That was that's Dietz and Watson dictated where I went. So. I didn't get the pick.
Okay. By the way,
Phil and Joe's.
Delco just got awarded points. Did you know about that, Case? Have you been listening?
Yeah, I did. I heard Kathy complaining about it.
So you guys are up.
I feel your pain, Kathy. Don't worry. Well, we're up 105 to like what?
85.
70?
85.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Kath. What's going to happen here is on our final day of the year, Bucks Co's going to do something, and you're going to like jump the lead, and you're going to get like 170 points, and you're going to win the whole thing.
So you're going to save the world in some way.
Is the belief that Preston has a plan that because you both seem to be suggesting that?
No, he's saying that like because usually that's how I've won in the end. I somehow come back to win.
If you guys recall, every single contest that I've lost, I feel like I've gone into the final round in the lead.
Yeah,
and Delco it. You know, Delco is like it's like Munson. You know, I somehow Delco it, and we end up losing it, and so that's what's going to happen.
Delco crumbles under pressure. So, apparently,
you guys continue on.
All right. By the way, Casey, with this little fun fact that Nick just found in Oklahoma, and I know you guys have already left the state, there is a Delaware County, Oklahoma. And I wish we would have known that ahead of time. We would have had you swing by there.
Yeah, Delaware County is a lot like Springfield. There's a Delaware County in every state.
Every state in the country. That's what this tour should have been about.
All right. All the Delcos and all the lands. So.
We'll check in with you guys in about a half hour or so. All right. So.
It was that damn helicopter. That's why they're ahead.
I know, right? They got like a 50 points.
Oh, seriously. Helicopter.
And you can't argue. That's pretty amazing.
Maybe you can sabotage a helicopter and cause a crash.
All right. I got some other city beat things. Let's see what else is happening in this town. Okay. I also got this story from 6ABC, but apparently a movie is being filmed right here in Philadelphia. And I love it when they decide to film in our city, and it's called Audrey's Children.
Yes.
They started filming just the other night, I think, and Natalie Dormer is the star. Oh, wow.
So when I saw that, I was like, if she's in town, I'd love to get her in.
Yeah.
And the story of this thing is great, Preston. You know what it's about, right?
I do, yeah. But, I mean, here's the thing about when they're in town filming. They're working, and they usually don't have the opportunity to do interviews.
But when they stop and they're not filming, they immediately come running in here.
I love Natalie Dormer. She was in Game of Thrones. She was in Hunger Games as well. Had a little bit role in the Captain America film. She's great. She's the lead in this film. So it's inspired by the true story of revolutionary oncologist Dr. Audrey Evans, and she co-founded the original Ronald McDonald House in Philadelphia in 1974.
A great story.
Yeah. So I'm not.
And a wonderful place.
I only know the Ronald McDonald House thing. I don't know anything else about her. So if she was a revolutionary oncologist, then she has a lot to do with cancer treatment.
You,
so.
Oh, this is, you know who's playing C. Everett Koop? Clancy Brown.
Oh, I love Clancy Brown. C. Everett Koop, the Surgeon General?
Yes, yeah. Huh?
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And Jimmy Simpson, I.
He's local.
He, yeah, he's from Bloomsburg. He was at the Always Sunny the other day.
Oh, so he was there.
A special guest. Yep. Yeah,
and so he's been on Always Sunny before.
Yeah. Ben Chase is playing Optimus Prime.
Oh, who is? They write him in.
Nice. Why is a Transformer in it?
Oh, why not? They ended up here last time, right?
They did, absolutely.
So if you see Cruz, I'm not sure where exactly they're going to be filming, but they're in and around the area.
Trying to convince Natalie Dormer to come in.
Let Natalie know that we're good people and that she's just stopped by. That was a short one, but I have another City Beat. Actually, I have several City Beat stories to go to.
You're really beating it.
I'm beating it, ma'am. Red light enforcement cameras guard 34 intersections in the city. More are due to be installed soon, including one near the Rocky statue.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to put one down there. By the way, that is like, that is a lawless area. Aiken's Oval.
Well.
As far as driving goes, I mean, sometimes you can't help but stop because everybody's stopped, but it's crazy.
Well, couple that with the fact that people are crazy lane changing at that point because no one knows how to negotiate it.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, little rule of thumb, if you go into a traffic circle, when you're in the traffic circle, other people coming in have to yield to you. You've got the right of way when you're the circle.
Correct. Yeah. So if you're over like...
Depends on the circles. The ones in Jersey, the people, like if you're already in the circle, you're the one that has the yield sign. The people coming on off of those...
Really?
Like, yes.
Because in every other civilized place, you have the right of way if you're in the circle.
Right.
I mean, I know what you're talking about up there in the city, but the one that I just went through, because I was like, wait, do I go? Do I stop? Do I go? And I had the damn yield sign.
Yeah, you yield in the circle.
I had to yield. Now, I also had to like cross out of the circle too. So like that one, you have to stop or yield.
Well, around that area has been so chaotic. Over the summer, they added metal poles so that people couldn't stop and like drop people off. Which also meant that the ice cream truck couldn't stop.
I
got
gotcha.
Where is that?
Right in front of the Rocky, right in front of the art museum.
Oh, the art museum.
And they put up signs that don't be a circle jerk.
So everybody just stopped in front of the poles so that everybody trying to get in the circle all had to go over to the left lane.
Ah, that's
But the people in the left lane are the ones that know how to drive in that area, like me. And then you keep going. So it was a disaster.
So overall, the cameras issued over 267,000 tickets for running red lights in 2022 in the fiscal year. Which ended on June 30th, an increase of 25% compared with the same period the previous year. Growing traffic volume as pandemic restrictions recede, as well as the December addition of cameras in two intersections, likely account for the uptick, officials said. And they said violations tend to drop over time at longer established sites. Violations result in a $100 fine, but no points against a license for motorists caught on camera driving through a red light.
Have you ever gotten one of these tickets?
No, I never have.
Neither have I.
A red light camera. I think Casey has before. In addition to the camera near Rocky, at the intersection of Aiken's Oval and Kelly Drive, they plan to install red light cameras at three other places by January. So 58th Street and Baltimore Avenue, North Front Street and Hunting Park Avenue, and North 20th Street and JFK Boulevard. So that's right by you, Mariah.
They're actually putting a red light camera within the head of the Rocky statue.
Okay.
Yo, slow down.
So it'll warn you at least.
Yo, slow down.
Yeah.
Yo.
Slow
down.
They will, you'll have to be very careful when you're in and around the art museum in particular.
There's a friend of mine. A friend of mine who gets nailed constantly by those things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know where they are, then you just kind of,
obey the law.
Yeah. Well, that one at City Hall, you sometimes you just have to go because there's people in the streets.
Yeah,
you're
true.
There, and then you're halfway through and you just see those lights blinking off the buildings. You just know you're screwed.
Yep, it's possible. All right, elsewhere, we're going to head out a little further out into the suburban area. The Garnet Valley School District has quietly altered its dress code to delete or ban on satanic clothing or cult clothing, for that matter.
So you can wear devil-worshipping clothing?
Yeah, Absolutely. Here's what the Garden Valley School District...
Oh, the ban is going away.
Dress code used to prohibit. Yeah, so here's how it was worded. Clothing displaying alcohol, drugs, tobacco, weapons, violence, obscenities, lewd or illegal behavior, sexual overtones, satanic slash cult references, double meanings, or any reference that is disruptive to the educational environment. But the updated dress code for this school year, administrators have removed the satanic slash cult references from the list of clothing no-nos.
So I could wear my goat skull to class with my black satanic robe.
Or more specifically, you could wear an Iron Maiden shirt.
Yes.
Or something that has some cult-like images and things like
or
that.
Or an actual band, the cult t-shirt.
The cult, yes.
I just watched that show about the cult on Netflix, Devil in Ohio, I think.
Oh,
what
did you think of it?
It was really creepy. Yeah, like, yeah. I liked it. You know, it was a short series, I think 8 episodes or something like that. But, like, just the whole aspect of a cult and what they did to this girl. And I was like, oh, my God.
What type of cult is it?
I don't know. Like, a very creepy
4-H
cult.
Club.
Oh, the 4-H Club. Like, I mean, they were hurting people and, you know, I don't want to give it away, but.
Right. But they don't, I mean, you know what? They follow what their beliefs were.
It's not a real story. It's not like one of the documentaries. Yeah, they follow, I can't remember. I forget the name of the person, but, you know, it was all made up.
Okay. Right. Oh, I thought it was, okay.
Apparently, you can thank Satanic Delco, an independent satanic congregation that formed in 2020. I kid you not.
So they took it upon themselves to make sure that satanic garb could be worn to school.
Correct, yes.
This isn't going to take points away from Delco, is it?
No, I don't take points away. From early on, it would get too confusing if I had to add and subtract.
Right.
Stuff from the Delco versus Bucksco constant points. But Satanic Delco first went after the Rose Tree Media School District, arguing that the district policy discriminated against Satanists. Before the matter could get to court, the Rose Tree Media School District caved in 2021.
It would behoove you to accept the Satanic Church.
And I guess that speaking of that, you're doing the Professor Snape voice. The Harry Potter stuff might be considered.
Some people consider that
cult,
yes,
as well.
Right,
it's,
right.
Clearly, it's fantasy. So
are you scared?
Now, what we need to know is where all those students can buy their satanic clothing. Well, it just so happens Satanic Delco has a full line merch to sell.
Oh, how good!
T-shirts included.
There was This, when I was in junior high, the satanic stuff was huge.
Well, I mean, Stranger Things touched on that.
Right, right.
And it was that time.
So much was, I don't know what the case is now, but it was all for show.
I'll admit that when I first saw the back cover of Blizzard of Oz.
Right, right.
From Ozzy Osbourne, I was scared.
Yeah, for me.
It freaked me out. And I have since realized, it's a bit.
It's like
Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Yeah,
that got me, man. Like Dave Llewellyn would start wearing these Eddie shirts, and I'm like, "What the hell? This is terrifying."
What's going on?
And I was like 7th or 8th grade, and like he was like first guy that I knew that was into Metallica and into those types of bands, and I was like, "Man, this is oh my god, I'm frightened of this."
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's nothing.
And also Dungeons and Dragons was considered a cult, and it's a game.
Yeah,
I mean that's all there is to it. Now there might be one or two or a handful of loose people who, and by that I don't mean slutty.
Right, yeah. Sexually active.
Open.
Who are having some mental struggles and they might take it a little more seriously than what is intended, and that can freak people out as well. And then, of course, it went through all the satanic lyrics and all that stuff. So this is...
like to apologize to Jennifer Garner and her pool boy, Ben Affleck, for incorporating them into my fantasy life. I apologize to anyone who's been offended by my fictional creations, Chris Agon, the philosopher of evil, and the skull sealer.
The skull sealer.
That guy, you gotta love him.
You gotta love him.
And now he can wear what he wants.
All right, let's see. Other stories in and around our area from the City Beat. There's new research that came out this week that shows that the most gym-obsessed state in the country is New Jersey. The survey conducted by fitness experts Fitness Volt Using Google Trends and other collected data shows that New Jersey ranks high in overall totals with points assigned to commitment to going to the gym.
So where does New Jersey rank on general fitness level of the population?
Good question. Don't know about that.
All right.
This wasn't part of this particular study. So Google hits online for searching gyms near me, number of gym memberships.
Oh, a search doesn't mean... Right.
Google. Well, there's more. Yeah. Google Trends for yoga and Pilates near me. Have a home gym.
Okay.
Get full gym workouts and points for those involved with bodybuilding as well. So they took all of that into consideration.
That's a bit more comprehensive.
New Jersey ranked number one in the country with a total of 672 points. California and Hawaii ranked second and third, respectively.
New Jersey over California and Hawaii?
As I was thinking.
That's the environment you expect where they're the image conscious, right?
Yeah.
I immediately thought of Jim Tan Laundry when you said that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I haven't heard that in a long time. You know what? State always seemed like a fitness buff's haven, even though they get really, really cold. And I've told Nick about this. Whenever I've gone to Colorado.
Oh, absolutely.
It's people are out.
Hiking.
Outside, hiking, working out, riding bikes,
smoking pot.
Smoking weed.
Yeah. Well, a little of both. Yeah. My brother has lost 70 pounds since he moved to Colorado.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And it's because he's outside hiking every weekend. And
smoking pot.
No, he's clean and sober. But he did not have healthy eating habits or exercise habits here. And then as soon as he got to Colorado, it's just being outside all the time.
Was it the hiking that just reversed everything?
I mean, it was,
and dieting?
I think it was one thing that led to another.
You know,
like, you start getting outside and enjoying your outdoor lifestyle, and then you just want to do it more, and, now he's motivated by that.
So, I mean, it gets brutally cold in the winter there.
Yeah, but
it's beautiful, though. Is that part of it?
It's not that much colder there than it is here, and it's sunny, like, 300 days. I think they get more days of sunshine in Denver than they do in California, in L.A., and it's just, like, there's always something to do outside. There's always a new place to explore. Mm.
Yeah, and once it gets cold, you get locals passes and you go snowboarding or skiing.
Yep.
Right. And that's not just like we do where you drive up and you go, you walk over, you're hiking all day there. It's intense.
And they've got real
mountains.
Yeah, they got the real thing. So to give you an idea of how strong New Jersey ranks, the states who are the least, so Jersey ranked 672 points. The states who are the least gym obsessed include South Dakota, which ranks dead last. But, I mean, it's beautiful there, though. It's really outdoorsy. South Dakota is gorgeous. In a survey with 383 points, and North Dakota and West Virginia are also at the bottom of the list.
That's interesting.
But
New Jersey. I would not have figured.
Is the gym capital of the country. Apparently.
Ahead of California and Hawaii.
Yeah. All right, another story from City Beat. I thought this was kind of interesting. Steve sent me this story. Reggie Jackson. I did not know he was from our area.
Did you guys know this?
Yeah.
When he was a kid, he made a deal with his dad. If he could, if he did well in baseball and was named a starter for Cheltenham High School, he would have he wouldn't have to work at his father's shop. The tailor's shop and dry cleaners occupied the first floor of the modest two-story home, and it was located at 149 Greenwood Avenue in suburban Wincote, owned by Martinez Clarence Jackson, a World War II pilot and a former Negro Leagues infielder. And Jackie said, I did anything I could not to go into the shop and have to work on the pressing machine. So apparently the deal is that property today is abandoned. It's on busy Greenwood Avenue, having changed hands several times. And very soon it could become a parking lot. They're possibly going to tear this down. Cheltenham Township.
The Reggie Jackson parking lot.
Township officials are considering an application to demolish the property from developers. Matt Siegel and Mark Policarpo of Station Partners. Their plans are not set in stone, but one option they favor is using the land for a parking lot for an iThrive co-working space, which would be their third.
Do you think that their reticence to make something more of it has to do with Reggie Jackson's attempted murder of the Queen?
I must kill the Queen.
A lot of people...
You know, they hit that gun under second base.
A lot of people kind of push that aside.
They forget about
they
it.
They don't really dwell on that.
My dad is baseball obsessed, and so I did know that about Reggie Jackson growing up, Steve. But did you know that he once had a tryout for the Phils, and they turned him down?
Wow.
He could have been in the Phillies organization, but he didn't have, quote, I'm not kidding, the hitting skills to be a major league ball player.
God.
Well, maybe it was people like that telling him that
yeah, maybe.
Know, made him who he was.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why he dominated the dry cleaning industry.
Seigel said the site does have parking needs, but we are open to try and solve those in other creative ways and are not hell-bent on making it this way. But the township's boards of historical and architectural review reviewed the partner's application last week. They're requiring them to return to a future session with more documentation. They bought the property in February, and Siegel said that a lot of history and character of that building has been removed and destroyed. It's just over the years, it's become dilapidated.
I actually had to look up to see what his living status was, because I wasn't quite aware. But I wonder if you had the money to preserve that, or at least get a piece of it. That's your childhood, you know?
Oh, if he would do that?
Yeah, like, maybe. Think how you felt. Do you have that same connection seeing your home yesterday when Casey and did it change dramatically from when you were there?
Yeah, it has.
Okay.
The interior. I saw when it went up for sale one time. I saw a listing. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Okay. It's not the same house. I'd like to go back there and visit, maybe see.
Yeah.
Just, but I don't have a whole
sprinkle
lot.
Sprinkle some pot on the front lawn.
We did that. a whole lot of serious sentimental value about it, and I know like Pierre is very, very passionate about not destroying old structures,
right?
And that, and he kind of thinks that everything should remain the way it is and be preserved. I disagree,
right?
I think there are times when, listen, you can commemorate that this thing was here, unless it's an architectural masterpiece of sorts,
right,
or if it is of significant historical value. But I think some of these things can pave the way for something new, you know. But
I would move Reggie Jackson's home and put it next to the Betsy Ross house.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have it rest amongst
that would be a nice afternoon.
Maybe combine them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Betsy Jackson.
The Jackson Ross house.
So the legendary saxophonist.
She sewed the first baseball.
Charlie Parker, also known as the Bird. He lived in Roxborough for a short time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that guy is a legend. And I was curious if they would want to, you know, put a marker there or something like that. I don't know if they have done that. But, you know, and I think that's what they're going to do with this. If they do level this house and they put
a
parking lot there, that they will put up a plaque of some sort.
And then make it dirty with a lot of garbage.
Yeah, that's maybe what it so. Do you read those blue
I do.
Plaques? I do, too.
I do. I find them fascinating, and I know that's kind of weird. But if I see a plaque on a building, I want to see.
Yeah,
especially in my area around Germantown and Chestnut Hill and Mount Airy, there are a number. I happened to be walking by a place. I think I told you this, and the plaque mentioned there were divots in the wall that was musket fire from the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, I love seeing stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember all of that stuff,
right,
but I'm like, okay, that sounds pretty cool that this is acknowledged.
I think we should get a plaque on 18th and Walnut.
Yes.
Or 19th and Walnut.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because of MMR?
Yeah.
I think that would be absolutely suitable.
It's the oldest rock station in the country. And if you walk around Philadelphia and see some of those signs, you're like, that got a plaque?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think MMR
That's
should
whack.
Get one.
Yeah.
Maybe for our birthday next year.
That plaque is whack.
Yeah. That plaque is whack.
By the way, going back to Reggie Jackson's, we've got to take a break here in just a second. I did not know what an all-around athlete he was. So he wasn't just a baseball player. He excelled in a number of sports in high school, including baseball, football, track, and basketball. In fact, Nick, I'm curious if you knew this. He pitched his senior year in high school. He pitched 3 no-hitters for Cheltenham and batted .550.
Oh, my
God. In his senior year.
I could see why the Phils passed.
That's crazy.
It just makes me angry.
And then after spending 2 years at Arizona State University, he went there on a football scholarship.
Wow.
And he was a world champion fencing.
I did not know that about him.
And a candy bar.
He began a long celebrated baseball career. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1993. And I think it was in the World Series. He had 3 consecutive pitches, not at bats.
Yeah.
Three consecutive pitches he hit home runs in the World Series. Unreal.
That's how he became Mr. October.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, see, you attempt to kill the queen once.
Right. And it kills all that. We forgot about all that.
Man, speaking just real quick, Preston, of another Jackson, I saw a highlight of Bo Jackson. And, you know, he was obviously a stud in football and in baseball, but he caught a ball in right field and flat footed. Threw it on the fly and got a guy out who was tagging up from second, running to third. And I just was like, there aren't athletes like this anymore. Right. Like Bryce Harper's one of the best baseball players in the world. I don't think he could throw it on the fly from right field to third base flat-footed like Bo could.
I wonder what... Yes, I had sort of that... I forget what I was watching, a play that... I think maybe you showed us, Nick, but it's one of those things, like, you would see that stuff, and there'd be those legendary things that you would remember. I remember growing up in New York, there was the Ron Swoboda, you know, a flying catch where, you know, he dove, and you don't see that that much to that. And I wonder also if that's part of them being advised not to get too crazy to avoid injury.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, and you guys know me, like, I follow the world of golf, and you look back at those guys way back in the day. And what they were doing with essentially, you know, a coffee can on the end of a broomstick is what they were hitting with. And compared to what happens, I mean, there's great athletes throughout the generations.
Sure.
But yeah, we're watching that flat-footed throw. That's crazy.
On the fly. It's remarkable.
All right. Well, anyhow, Reggie Jackson's house, it's up for potentially being demolished, and they're considering what to do, but it's in Cheltenham. So
yeah.
I thought that was worth adding into the city beat. So we're going to wrap it up right there because we got some guys that are out on a different set of roads this morning. They're on their way trying to make it to the Cadillac Ranch in Texas before the end of our program. So we're going to have to check in with Casey and his big adventure in just a moment. But in the meantime, let's give away a $25 gift card from our friends at Liberty Point, who are here this morning to promote Marissa and her appearance at the Bud Light Thursday Night Kickoff, which is there tomorrow night. It's at the Seaport Museum. And you can, by the way, they can seat up to 1,400 people there.
That's amazing.
They're open 7 days a week, 5 bars across 3 levels, a mix of indoor and outdoor areas, and you're going to love it. The food, we can attest, is fantastic. So let's take caller number 13 at 215-263-WMMR. $25 gift card for you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve
on 93.3.
Let's win some money. 93.3 WMMR presents Yoo-Hoo Loot, your shot to win $1,000 cash 5 times a day, starting Monday at 8 a.m., 10 and noon, then 3 and 5 p.m. Listen for the Yoo-Hoo Loot sounder and get the keyword. Text it to 45911 or enter it on our website or the new MMR app. See official rules and details at WMMR.com. We're putting a grand in your hand with MMR's Yoo-Hoo Loot. Sponsored by Horizon Services Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Book online at horizoneasybook.com. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Real quick, before we go to guys, I got a butt plug I want to mention. I got a friend, an email from our friend Larry Kaplan.
Yes.
Who is just, the man is a saint for what he does for people with ALS. And he emailed and said, I just want to let you know that the final ALS Chocolate Meltdown Party will be taking place on Friday, September 23rd, this Friday.
Is the final?
That's what it says,
what?
And I'm surprised. We'll have to find out why.
Okay.
You think that's a misprint or something?
I thought it was just the final for this year, but I might be mistaken.
Like the final ticket sales?
Don't know.
That is a wonderful evening.
It will be at the Adventure Aquarium, and it benefits the ALS Hope Foundation and Hope Loves Company. Almost 400 attendees and over 16 people living with ALS will be attending. There's everything chocolate and candy imaginable, along with open bar surrounded by the shark tanks, because you're right there in the heart of it all. It's such a cool party. So it's this Friday. If you're looking for something to do and you want to help out,
it'll blow your mind.
You're looking for this event. It's 6 to 9:30, 21 and over only, and you can get tickets at ALSChocolateMeltdown.com. And then Larry says he's going to come out to the Camp Out for Hunger, too.
It doesn't say anything on their website about it being the last one.
Okay. So it's probably just maybe of the season.
The final chance to get your ticket.
I just sent him a note, so we'll find out.
And they usually offer a VIP thing if you can get in on that. It's not that much more, but you get a little extra love.
Yeah, you get it a little earlier, and there's more food and stuff available at the little pre-party thing.
And bring luggage, because you're going to go home with chocolate.
It's true. Yeah, so thank you, Larry, and we'll get the details on that. Okay, let's do this. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have an intro for that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I was going to talk to them first, and then while we were getting callers, I was going to... Okay, whatever.
Yeah, we can
do that.
Nope, we're good.
No. Oh, okay, let's do this. Here we go.
The Car and Steve Show bring you another check-in on Casey's Big Adventure on MMR.
I'm going to hit something. All right, we're going to the guys in the car right now. Hi, guys in the car right now.
Hey, thank you so much for coming down here this morning. You guys are a really beautiful crowd. Wow, yeah, give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Please give yourselves a round of applause.
He's on a karaoke machine.
I didn't know you had a little echo available on that thing, Casey.
Yeah, you know, we just we really want to. I don't even know what to say here.
All right, stop right there.
What we want to do here is we want to bring the show. You know, can you see the lights?
You can see the lights. They still look very good, though. You're clearly now it's daylight.
Yeah,
but you see it on the ceiling and over to the side where the disco light is. It looks terrific.
And we are officially in the state of Texas.
Ah, they're in Texas. Okay.
Casey, judging by the map that I have in front of me, I'm following you. Obviously, the Apple tags are in the car. We're able to follow you from here. You've got about another hour and a half, and you should be right on time getting to your destination.
We're hoping that we're really up against it. We had to use a bathroom stop at a truck stop. Man, they have like showers in this truck stop as well. And there was a big line for all the trucks.
We're losing you.
Just a straight. Oh no!
All right, now we got you.
So hopefully it's a straight shot, and we'll get to Cadillac Ranch before the show's over.
Okay. Yes. And by the way, you can stop the echo thing for yeah, now, yeah. For the time being.
Yeah, please.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We are, as we said earlier this morning, that when you're driving, when you're taking a long, several hours long trip, music becomes an integral part of the travel experience. And a lot of times you'll put on some music. Everybody starts singing together. Maybe a little harmonizing, a little back and forth.
Guns N' Roses, Preston.
Whatever it may be. Yeah, like Step Brothers. And so we decided, well, why not use this for a contest? So what we're going to do is we're going to do our version of Carpool Karaoke, because these guys have a karaoke machine in the car with them. So we're going to take callers right now, 215-263-WMMR. And the way the contest works, very simple. Someone in the car sings a line, you sing the next line of the song. And what did I just hear, a harmonica or something?
That's amazing. Kathy, you have your harmonica?
I'm sorry, that was my...
Was that you?
She whittled one out of wood when she was in prison.
Casey, was that a harmonica that I heard?
I think we lost.
No, we lost connection for a second, so Kyle had to futz with the camera, and what happened is he got out of the seat, and the little alarm...
Okay, I thought it was a harmonica. It sounded like a harmonica.
All right. Well, listen, while we're taking our callers and getting ready, we're going to do this.
MMR's Yoo-Hoo Loot.
All right, what I didn't know is we have a little winner thing. I didn't. We usually would just go to the phone call.
You're not careful, you might learn something.
And we'd say, hey, Dean, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Yo, bud, why are you calling us, Dean?
I just want a cool grand from you fellas.
What I like to hear. Right. Excellent. So you entered the text word. You got in touch. We got in touch with you. And sure enough, $1,000. Where are you from, Dino?
I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Excellent. Excellent, man. And $1,000 is going to sit pretty good. Any idea what you might do with a few of those dollars?
I'm going to Alabama next month, and I'm going to spend it all down there.
Nice. Very good. $1,000 can go a long way while you're down in Alabama.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you, Dean. We appreciate you listening to the radio station, and we're happy to give you $1,000, buddy.
Thanks, guys. You guys rock.
Oh, all right, that's appreciate awesome. It, man. There you go. So next opportunity coming up at 10 o'clock. And,
$1,000 each time.
Then we'll do it again at noon and 3 and 5. So make sure that you are all set and listening to the radio for your chance to win $1,000 with MMR's You Who Loot. Okay. Marissa, I'm going to need some... So Casey usually has these dialing beds. I should have set this stuff up ahead of time with you.
Beds number 23 and 24.
Thanks, Case. I was busy showing Preston pictures from my golf round this past weekend, so...
We were busy with that.
23 and 24?
23 and 24.
Okay.
Thanks, Case.
All right, so, Case, have you had a little bit of time to think about some songs to sing along with everybody?
As a matter of fact, Preston, we have. We put together a nice little set list. I'm going to do 5 songs. I think Kyle's got 5 songs. Jackie's got 5 songs. We don't have to do a 15-song set, but, we got it all figured out.
Are there any duets?
I think what we can do here is Kyle can harmonize with us, and maybe we'll follow along.
All right.
We only got 2 mics.
All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to alternate with you guys, if it's okay, so we don't end up just doing, 5 songs from you, 5 from Jackie, and then 1 from Kyle or something like that.
Perfect.
Okay, so who's going to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, now hopefully our callers can hear this.
Please.
If not, then we're going to have to improvise and figure something else out. So I'm going to go to our first caller is Kyle, believe it or not. Hey, Kyle, how you doing, man?
Hey, is it Ann Gorski's birthday yet?
Nah,
it is not Ann Gorski's birthday quite yet.
We have a countdown clock in the studio, though.
Yeah.
All right, so Kyle, here's what we're going to do. They're going to sing a song. And where they stop, you have to sing the next line in the song for us in order to win, okay? And they are going to determine whether you get it right or not.
Got it.
All right, guys, Case, if you're ready, let's hear that first song in
Carpool Karaoke. All right, Kyle, real quick, Kyle, can you hear me?
Yes.
He said yes.
All right, sounds good to me. All right, here we go. Here's your song. I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Oh, the power you're supplying.
What's the next line, Kyle?
No, I don't know. It's...
Oh! That was on a platter!
Come on!
Wow.
Wow. I thought that was a gimme, guys.
I did, too. All right. Yeah. Sorry, Kyle. We got to let you go. That's a no. So, question. Do we let somebody else try that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go to Jay. Hey, Jay.
Gadzooks,
Jay. All right, you heard him sing. Do you know the next line, or do they have to sing it all over for you again?
It's electrifying.
Yes! And that's how you do it. Jay is a winner, and Marissa, can you tell Jay what he won? Because I don't have the official information right here.
Jay, you have won a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler Friday, October 28th at the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City. Tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster.
All right, Jay, hang on the line. We'll get your information, and we will move on to another caller. And we have Gary, who we are going to go to this time. Gary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Gary, we are doing Carpool Karaoke. Who is going to sing this time, Case?
I think we got to go Kyle next.
Okay, Kyle.
Oh, Gary!
Yes.
All right, let's see what we have for you. Kyle, when you're ready, let's have Gary try and take a shot at this.
Here's a softball, Gary.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside,
I've got the mountain made.
Yes! He almost sounded like Gary Lauer for a moment there.
The mountain made. Yo, how you doing, guys?
That's excellent.
Wait, is that you, Gary?
Hey, how's my buddy?
That is Gary!
How's Foster and Louise doing?
It's Gary Lauer!
That's hilarious.
How's Foster and Louise doing?
Casey, he's talking to you.
Oh, I couldn't hear him. What did he say?
He said, how's Foster and Louise doing?
Oh, Foster. Gary, we're doing great. How's your leg? Is your leg okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that paper, a referral paper any day now, and I'm going to be good. I've been thinking about you. I wish you guys the best.
You know,
how did Gary get on the line like a normal person?
Without even being acknowledged.
I don't think Gary's ever been in a contest before.
No, but
This is my first time ever. I'm a virgin.
But, Gary, you...
I had to call my brother. I miss him, and I'm thinking about him every day. Especially, I'm thinking about Jackie. He's my main man. I love that man.
We're all here going, man, you sound like Gary Lauer.
Hey, just make sure I get a case of Trogs, man.
All right. We're going to hook you up.
We're going to give you a case of Trogs. All right, bud?
And do me a favor, Jack. Put a WMMR sticker on a Cadillac out there, buddy.
All right, Jackie says yes.
All right. Excellent.
Have a safe trip. I love you. And thank you, Preston and Steve. Everybody have a great day. See you, sweet tea.
Sorry, I was sipping my tea. See ya.
This is about to do a spit take.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
That's hilarious.
Well, congratulations, Gary. You have won a case of Trogs Lucky Holler Hazy IPA, Hoppy Hazy Harvest Ale, delivering bright waves of pineapple, juicy citrus, and ripe passion fruit. It's so good, you'll want to holler. Pick up a six-pack today at your local Acme Market.
And by the way, Gary, call back. I put you on hold. We have to get your information in order to get you the beer. He hung up.
Oh, no. And you have to come pick it up, Gary. All right.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. We'll go next to Sean. Hey, Sean, are you there?
How the hell do I follow up a guy that has one free testicle?
I know. It's tough, man. We're gonna call upon you to do something amazing.
Real quick, tell them to keep the Instagram live going. I had Jackie talking football.
Oh, my God.
What?
Excellent. Excellent. And on the Instagram live last night, he had Jackie talking football. That's crazy. All right. Well, Sean, they're going to sing a song for you. Casey, who's got this one?
It's me.
Okay, Jackie.
It's me, bro.
Sing away, buddy.
All right, Sean, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, sir.
I'm going to keep it old school for you, just like NFL. Here we go. Lions form on my face and hands. Lions form from the ups and downs. I'm in the middle without any plans. I'm a boy and I'm a man.
Yeah, I can't even hear you.
You can't hear him, Sean?
Do you guys know that one?
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
And it sounds like it's an old song that I'm not even going to know. So.
Ah! All right. Sorry, Sean. We'll let you go.
He was taking out his nose.
Yep.
Hard not to.
No, I definitely know that one. We'll go to Brian. Try it out on him. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are you doing?
We need to do Talk Like Gary Lauer.
It's Larry Lauer.
Larry Lauer. All right, Brian, did you hear Jackie singing that song?
No, you can't really hear him over the phone. I can hear everyone else, but him, I couldn't hear.
Okay, well, let's try it now. We'll have him do it one more time and see if you can hear it. Everybody else has been able to hear it so far. All right, give it another shot, Jackie.
All right, here we go. Lines form on my face and hands. Lines form from the ups and downs. I'm in the middle without any plans. I'm a boy and I'm a man.
All right, Brian, you know the next line?
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right, sorry. We'll do one more, and then we'll move on. Hi there, David. Are you there?
Get your Nickelback.
That's a great Kathy impression.
Day, yeah.
Nickelback tickets. All right, David, do you know the next line, or do you need to hear it again?
I'm 18.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah. 'Cause I'm 18. All right, David, we are going to set you up, buddy. We have case of Trogs, I believe, that we are going to give to David.
Yeah, and Trogs Lucky Holler Hazy IPA is a hoppy, hazy harvest ale delivering bright waves of pineapple, juicy citrus, and ripe passion fruit. It's so good, you want to holler. Pick up a six-pack today at your local Acme Market.
Hello! Was there a British cop following the guys?
Yes.
I love that.
That was like an old winning music we had.
I need you to put on it to the side.
All right. Let's try yet another one. We are going to go to this time. I believe we have... Erica. Hi there, Erica.
Hi.
Hi. We're doing carpool karaoke on the roads of Texas at this point, somewhere on a highway. And the guys are going to sing you a song. You need to give the next line after it, okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go, Case.
All right, Erica, I hope I'm doing this right for you. You ready? Candyman tempting the thoughts of a sweet tooth and tortured by weight loss program, cutting the corners of a loose end.
Tap, tap.
Yes! Yeah!
Yeah!
Nice. Whoa. Ants Marching, the song.
Your favorite yes. band.
And Erica's favorite band. Yeah. All right, Erica.
I knew it.
Marissa's going to give you a prize. Here's what we have.
Erica, you've won a pair of tickets to see one of my favorites, Adam Sandler, Friday, October 28th at the Hard Rock Live in Atlantic City. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Keep in mind, that's our secret text word prize for today, too. And so that contest is up and running. All right, we'll go to another caller, and this time we have Kevin. Hi there, Kevin. Kevin, it is Carpool Karaoke with Casey and Jackie and Kyle. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
All right, I think it's Kyle's turn, right, Case?
Yes, sir.
It is my turn.
All right, let's give this one in for Kevin. Here we go.
It's not unusual world to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual world to have fun with anyone. When I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual.
What's the next line, Kevin?
I got none of that.
Meaning you couldn't hear it at all?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh man, everyone else is.
Well, should I put him on hold?
Yeah, put him on hold. Give him another shot.
Kyle, I apologize. Sing that one more time. I don't apologize because I love the way you sing it.
Yeah.
All right. It's not unusual world to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual world to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual world.
All right. Well, broke up a little at the end there, but we'll see. All right, Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
Oh, he might have hung up.
Did he bail?
No, the line is still active. He's still, okay. Well, unfortunately, we can't hear him now, so we'll try.
Raise your hand if you can hear us.
Let's go to John. Hey, John.
Yep.
Yo, John. All right, so Kyle just sang a song. Did you hear it?
Can I hear it one more time?
One more time. Kyle, hit it.
I just want to hear it.
It's not unusual world to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual world to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual.
What's the next line, John?
To see me cry.
Yeah! Nice singing voice, too, John. And we have a prize for you, sir. And that prize is as follows.
All right, John. More beer we're giving away. Trogs Lucky Holler Hazy IPA. You can pick up a six-pack today at your local Acme Market.
All right. That's, we're zipping along here. We got lots of stuff to give away. So we'll get another caller up for another song. And this is Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi, Shannon. I think you get to play with Jackie Bam Bam now. How does that sound?
I'm nervous.
All right. We all nervous.
Don't be.
All right, Jackie, you got a song for Shannon?
I do, Shannon. Here we go, sweetheart. You ready?
Yeah.
You talk about things that nobody cares, wearing out things that nobody wears. You call my name, but I got to make it clear. I can't say it, baby, while I'll be in the year.
I have no idea.
I'm trying to figure out what comes after that because it's...
I know, it's not sung to a melody. It's...
Well, he's kind of talking.
Yeah, he's kind of talk singing.
All right, she has no idea. Sorry, Shannon. But then, let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Hey, you get Jackie Bam Bam to sing for you.
That's great. I was born with three testicles.
Another Gary Lauer line.
Three testicles.
All right, go ahead, Jackie, one more time.
You talk about things that nobody cares, wearing out things that nobody wears. You call my name, but I got to make it clear I can't.
Say, baby, well, I'll be in a year.
Yes, all right, now. I think Jackie gave away the line.
Yeah, that's all right.
And he froze.
Maybe we would have had somebody else win. But Bob wins. Yes, Bob wins. And I appreciate the lack of effort in delivering that line, Jackie. So here's what we have for Bob.
All right, Bob, you have won a pair of tickets to the Flyers home opener on Thursday, October 13th at the Wells Fargo Center. The Flyers return to the ice for the 22-23 home opener presented by Smartwater with a matchup against the Devils on October 13th. All Flyers fans get a home opener t-shirt.
Tickets are on sale now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
What do you guys think the chances of all six of us being in a van doing our show live, driving across the country would be?
Not a chance.
I see. This sounds fun to me. They sound like they're having a blast.
I would do it.
Maybe Steve and I can go in a different van. And you guys, the rest of you go in the bus.
Yeah, oh my God. Like
the closest is when we were in London and we got right off the plane and went right to the broadcast.
Yep.
That was pretty wild.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're playing carpool karaoke with the fellas as we're driving through Texas. Let's go to Brittany next. Hi there, Brittany. We're less than 30 minutes away from the next Yoo-Hoo Loot. But, Brittany, we have something else for you to win, and I think it's Casey's turn to sing for you. You ready, Brittany?
I hope so. I hope it's a song I know.
All right. Let's try it, Case.
You know this one. Here we go. Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Base Invasion, British Beatlemania, Old Miss John Glenn, Listen Beats Patterson, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex.
What?
I know where he's going.
Yes, I do too, but he was all over the place with the lyrics. I don't think he's also dry.
I was. You want me to do it all over?
Yeah, do it again because I think you jumped around a bit.
Try not to look at the road.
Wait, they froze again.
They froze up.
Do we want to use the backup?
No, wait. Hang on. It's coming back around.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Case.
I got you guys. We went down into a valley. I'll do it over again.
All right.
Yeah. He's driving too, so.
Yeah. Now we're thanks, we're Jackie. Safe here. You guys can hear me. Here we go. Wait, are we frozen again?
No. No, go. We're waiting for you. We're waiting on every syllable.
Oh, they might not be able to hear us.
Yeah, they might not be able to hear us. Hang on. Case? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring up a phone line.
Yeah, I can hear you. You guys can hear me okay?
All right, now we're good. Jesus, Steve. Yeah, Case, go for it. 1, 2, 3, 4. They can't hear us.
Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs Invasion, British Beatlemania, Lawrence of Arabia, British Beatlemania, Old Miss John Glenn, Liston Beats Patterson, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex.
All right, you need the next line.
I'm sorry, I don't know. And I
Brittany, could you hear them?
And I heard you twice. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Brittany. Yeah, she can hear. She just doesn't know. All right, we'll go next to John Kay. Hi, John. Are you there?
Everyone's sore all my life because I have 3 testicles and
they're both been taken already. All right, John, do you know what the next line is in that song?
I do, but I don't.
Just try it.
Give it your best shot.
Oh, my God. Jake, sing it again. I'll try and go along with him.
Yeah, come on, let him do it one more time.
Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs Invasion, Lawrence of Arabia, British Beatlemania, Old Miss John Glenn, Liston Beats Patterson, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex.
A-OK, what else do I have to say?
A-OK.
No.
He's the biggest line of the song. I'm not going to go with A-OK.
I want to yell it so bad.
No.
A-OK.
No, no.
A-OK.
Sorry, John.
Scudda who? Scudda hey.
No, I'm not letting that fly.
What the hey?
We'll do one more caller.
A-OK.
Jill, are you there?
Oh, my God. I'm here. Yes, I'm ready.
Do you know what that line is?
I do.
What is it?
We didn't start the fire.
No. I mean, that's the song, but that's not the line you were supposed to go to.
Fruitcake.
A-OK.
What'd you say?
We couldn't start the fire.
No, I'm sorry, Joe.
Why did you start that fire?
No.
We never started the fire.
No, and the line is JFK blown away. What else do I have to say?
A-OK.
A-OK. Blown away.
JFK, not okay. His head was blown away.
Oh, my God.
I would
have
taken it.
You would have taken it?
A-OK.
No. Not A-OK.
It's adorable, A-OK.
I'm never going to not hear that.
JFK, John F. Kennedy. All right.
A-OK.
We'll go to a new caller. It's Bob. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob, are you there, buddy? All right, no, guess not. All right, we'll go over next to David. Hi there, David.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is David Kettlewood, and actually today is my 38th birthday, so I want to thank you guys for getting me on.
Oh, man, happy 38th. David Kettlewood, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Right. David's a great guy. He sat behind me at the Pearl Jam show at Madison Square Garden, longtime listener, and great to hear from you. Good luck, David.
Guys,
David, got a fresh song from a real singer, Kyle Mack, sitting in the back seat with his microphone, ready to perform for you. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
All right. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your...
I gotta be honest, I don't even know the song right now.
That's the easiest one a lot, David.
Full-on softball. All right, thank you, David. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll go to Alicia and try out the same song on her. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. We're doing carpool karaoke. Did you hear Kyle sing that last song?
Yeah, I did. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
Kiss! You got it. Alicia, here's what we have for you.
All right. You have won a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of the greatest beer run ever on Monday, September 26th at 7 p.m., the UA King of Prussia. It's hosted by Casey Boy. Everybody else listening, you can click on contests at WMMR.com, and you'll get another chance to win.
All right. We got a few more callers, and we got time to do a couple more,
yes.
I think. All right. So let's get Bill on the line for Carpool Karaoke. Hey, Bill, good morning.
How you doing?
Wonderful, bud. So carpool karaoke, we're doing it on the road style. The guys are in the car. They're ready to sing a song for you. You ready, Bill?
Oh, I'm so ready.
All right, this is Jackie Bam Bam who's going to sing this one. Jackie, let's get it underway.
Here we go, Bill. Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you.
What's the next line, Bill?
It's late. September and I really should be back at school.
Yeah! Yeah, baby! Yeah! Excellent work, Bill, and a nice voice on top
of
it.
Yeah, very much so.
All right, what do we have for Bill?
He left out the what the hey.
What the hey?
Hey, Bill, you as well are going to the greatest beer run ever Monday the 26th at the UA King of Prussia. Everyone else, go to WMR.com for another chance to win a pair of tickets to this screening.
All right. We got another caller. This time around it's Casey who's going to do the singing, and we have Bob who is on the line. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
All right, Bob, you ready to play?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, we got the captain ready to sing for you. Case, Bob's ready to go.
All right, we can't hear you very well, but hopefully you guys can hear me. Here's your song, Bob. Jack gonna be a football star. Diane Tabby top backseat of Jackie's car.
Next line, Bob.
Not a shot.
We have been playing a song recently that repeats that over and over and over, so... We'll have to try another caller and see if we can get a winner. We are going to go to Heather next. Hi there, Heather.
DBH, man.
Yeah,
DBH.
All the way, Heather. All right. Do you know the next line? Do you need to hear it again?
You know what? I just shut off my radio because I'm so excited to play.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we'll have Casey sing it again. Case, whenever you're ready.
Jack gonna be a football star. Diane Debbie top backseat of Jackie's car.
I know the song, but I don't know the next line.
Oh, my God. No, I'm sorry. Sorry. Marissa, can I get some more dialing music, please? I know you're looking for the answer to this one, but we need to get that up first. And we'll go to Joe for a final guess at this. Hey, Joe. All right, Joe. Do you need to hear that again, or do you know the next line? Joe? Yeah, we did.
It's gone.
We lost Joe.
Oh,
all right, and they did.
We lost Joe.
Rest in peace. A couple of good.
He was a good man.
All right, Alana, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Alana, we're going to let you take a stab at this. Do you need them to sing that for you again?
Yeah.
Okay, Case.
Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane Debitant backseat of Jackie's car.
Alana, do you know the next line?
No. I heard like the last like two sentences. Oh no.
No. All right. Sorry. No, the answer is
sucking on a chili dog. Outside the taste of freeze.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Chili dog. God.
And I thought that was a gimme, guys.
I know. I know. We've been playing it around with it a lot lately.
You know, it's working quite well considering all the things in play.
Yep. All right. Well, we got all these phone lines lit up. I'm waiting for people to be put up onto our caller list here for you guys to do a couple. We have a few more left, right, Case?
Yeah. You know what? Hey, by the way, we have one more. I think everybody else has at least one more.
Okay, perfect.
I forgot to tell you guys this. When we were at Dunkin' yesterday in St. Louis Press, I don't need to be saying this. Okay.
You can take the microphone down. We don't need the echo effect right now.
Dude, and it happened. Yeah.
That's okay.
Dude, we're standing in line at Dunkin', and some guy walks up to Jackie. He goes, "Are you a famous rock star?" I swear to God.
I knew it.
Yep. And and he needs to have the line ready. Like, yeah, I'm the drummer of Scarlet Fever. Yeah. Just got off tour with Cinderella. You know, like, that guy doesn't know, but it happens all the time. He's been turning heads in Middle America.
I love it. Right.
So when you were there, did you get a green muchacho?
I need one now, Steve.
Yeah, you guys need to work up a backstory for Jackie and have that ready to go. You got a couple days left on this trip. All right, we have three songs left. Let's go through these. I'm going to go to John next. Hey, John.
Hola, ¿qué pasa?
Ah, ¿qué pasa, sir? All right, John, we are doing carpool karaoke, and this time around, I think it's Kyle that's going to sing for you. You ready, John?
Yes, thank God it's Kyle.
All right, go for it. Go for it, Kyle.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford.
And someone's looking at me. Take it easy.
Wait, what was the line before that, though?
Can you repeat it again?
One more time, Kyle. We'll give one more shot at it.
By the way, I'm the Billy Joel.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford.
And she was just looking at me.
No.
She was looking at me.
I can't. No. It's,
and she sorry. Was looking at me.
Sorry, John. Thank you, though.
All right. She looked at you.
That was a good try, though.
A-okay. Let's go.
So close.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You know this is what these people are singing in their cars.
Yes.
It's hard, too. You got to remember. Go ahead.
That guy's been singing A-okay for years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
You're nervous. You're trying to play the game. We get it, guys.
All right. Yeah. Chris, are you there, buddy? What?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, let's try this one out on you, unless you know the answer to it already.
Go ahead, sing it.
All right, go for it, Kyle.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, at a flatbed Ford.
Slowing down, take a look at me.
Yes, that's it. Slowing down to take a look at me. She's driving by, and she slows down and takes a good look.
Exactly.
That means Chris is a winner. What do we have for her?
All right, Chris, you've won a case of Trogs Lucky Holler Hazy IPA, a hoppy, hazy harvest ale, delivering bright waves of pineapple, juicy citrus, and ripe passion fruit. It's so good, you'll want to holla. Pick up a six-pack today at your local Acme Market.
And tomorrow, these guys should be standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Yeah, that's one of the goals for tomorrow. All right, so who is next? Is Jackie next, I think?
Jackie.
Yep.
All right, let me get another caller, and that caller is it's Sharon. Hey, Sharon, good morning.
Sorry to bother you at work.
All right, Sharon, we're playing the game, and we are doing carpool karaoke. You get Jackie Bam Bam. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Jackie, when you're ready.
All right, here we go. She never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yeah, she'll tell you she's an orphan.
after you meet her family. Yeah!
That's how you do it.
That was Jackie's best performance.
Sharon, you win, and that means we have a case of Trogs for you.
Yeah, our last case for the week. Trogs Lucky Holler Hazy IPA, Hoppy Hazy Harvest Ale, delivering bright waves of pineapples, juicy citrus, and ripe passion fruit. It's so good, you'll want to pick up a six-pack today at your local Acme Market.
All right, how many do we have left here, Case?
I got one. We all have one left.
Okay. All right. We'll go next to Karen and try this out. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
All right. On the road with Carpool Karaoke and the fellas, and you get Casey. You ready for this, Karen?
Ready.
All right, Case. Let's go for it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O.
Yeah! Oh, man. Oh, Karen's a winner.
Singing all right. The classics.
What are we going to give Karen?
Karen, we have a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of the greatest beer run ever. It's Monday, September 26th at the UA King of Prussia, hosted by our beautiful voice right there, Casey Boy. Click contest at WMMR.com for another chance to win.
All right. I'm looking at the video on our Zoom, and I think it's frozen. We may not have them anymore. Case, can you guys hear me?
We can barely hear you. Your volume is down.
Okay. We're hearing some feedback. You know what? Maybe we should just wrap it up right there.
Yeah.
I think we're way ahead. And how can
we
get past
it now, but anyway.
The alphabet song? What's that, Casey?
Oh, now we can hear you. Sorry.
Okay. I think we're gonna
we can stop it if you want.
Though. Yeah, we're gonna cut our losses here. Actually, you know what? Let's try. Well,
let's wrap it up.
I feel like the last
one they should all do together.
What, with a listener?
One song, the three of them sing, and the listener's got to go.
Can you guys agree upon one song, Casey, to sing together?
I think we might be able to do that.
All right, we'll do one more caller, and that is Matt, who we're going to go to. Hey, Matt.
Gadzooks.
All right, Matt, okay. One last song. All three of them are going to sing this together. Let's see if you can sing the next line for Carpool Karaoke. All right, guys, when you're ready.
All right, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
Talking on Chili Dog?
They whipped out a Michael Bolton classic. Sorry, Matt. All right, let's see if Jim knows. Hey, Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Jim, do you need to hear them sing that again?
Yeah, one more time.
All right, one more time, guys.
2, 3, 4. Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
I'm in harmony there.
Without your love.
Yeah! Jim got it. I didn't think anybody would get that. Now that I've been loving you so long.
Oh, my God. They're celebrating in the car.
Jim is a winner. And what do we give him?
Jim, you're going to go to the advanced screening of the greatest beer run ever. It's Monday, September 26th, 7 p.m. at the UA King of Prussia, hosted by Casey Boy. Click contest at WMMR.com if you would like to win. You have another chance there.
Oh, that was wonderful. Guys, great job by all three of you. Yeah! Nice work with Carpool Karaoke.
Hey, thank you so much. You guys have been a great audience. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Steve, where are they? Do you have a beat on them?
They are just outside of McLean, and they're straight on through to Amarillo.
Okay.
They should be well within our showtime.
Okay, for the Cadillac Ranch?
Cadillac Ranch, yeah.
Because I think earlier, it was looking like around 10:45 or something like that that they
earlier,
might
roll
in.
Yeah. They're actually running well. I mean, the latest tag pings them right outside of McLean, and there's Groom is the next town on the way, and then straight on through to Amarillo.
Okay. And is it in Amarillo proper?
It's right west of, so you get outside of town, go a little bit west of Amarillo, and there's nothing else there. So once you get past Amarillo, they'll be there.
Okay.
I gotta figure we'll make it. Yeah.
All right. Casey, full steam ahead, and we'll check in a few, okay?
All right. Talk to you in a little bit.
All right. There they go. all three of the boys traveling across the country, and we're covering every step of the way. As we take a break, I would like to give away our last gift card for Liberty Point, who are here this morning, and it's in conjunction with the Bud Light Thursday Night Kickoff, which is tomorrow night. Marissa will be there from 7 to 9, and we'll take caller number 16 at 215-263-WMMR. We'll give you a $25 gift card. Liberty Point has live music on Friday and Saturday nights. It is the perfect spot for large parties and private events. Good vibes, good food, good drinks, good music as well. When we come back, the Bizarre Files. Stay with us.
The energy, emotion, and epic concert experience that unfolded in Wembley Stadium earlier this month.
It sounds like these.
Will now be transported to the more intimate Kiaform Arena in Inglewood, California for part two of the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert. The good news? WMMR has two great seats for the show to give away. The bad news? Travel is up to you. So especially for our California area podcasters and streamers, we encourage you to enter now at WMMR.com. Heck, ping your friends on the West Coast and have them enter too. The contest is open to all, and we just want to review after the show. See the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks coast to coast.
All right, we got another shot at the B-File. Let's take it.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, it is brought to you by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Focus on being the best at one thing and getting it right every time. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, coming soon to Fairless Hills in the Court at Oxford Valley. One love. All right, so the California mom who faked her own kidnapping so she could spend time with her secret ex-boyfriend has been sentenced to 18 months in prison.
Yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah, Sherry Papini had pleaded guilty in April to mail fraud and making false statements after sparking a frantic search when she supposedly went missing on November 2nd, 2016. As part of her deal, she'll face 36 months of supervised probation and order to pay $300,000 in restitution. On Monday, the judge handed down the sentence after Papini delivered the emotional statement admitting how her hoax had hurt others. The mom of two had lied about being abducted as cops later discovered that she had actually been staying with an ex-partner, James Reyes, who lived around 600 miles away from her home. Papini's lawyer, William Portanova, had asked that she face a term of no more than 8 months, with 1 month in custody and 7 months of home detention under appropriate terms and conditions. Prosecutors, however, asked that she spend 8 months in prison, saying that her kidnapping hoax was deliberate, well-planned, and sophisticated.
Yes, so, of course.
So to kind of recap that, she had created a frantic search and involved family members, police, and the FBI after her disappearance. Her family feared that she had been abducted after going for a jog. Her husband, Keith, even burst into a meeting with lawmakers begging for help that she failed to pick up their two young children from daycare. She was found on Thanksgiving Day, 22 days after she vanished. A driver spotted her on the side of the road about 150 miles from her home. She told cops that she had been abducted and alleged that she was held at gunpoint. She claimed she was kidnapped by two Hispanic women and provided sketches of the kidnappers. She was found tied up, had a broken nose, and had a brand on her right shoulder. Remember that?
Yeah.
They revealed that her injuries were self-inflicted.
Going to that length.
Yep. Following a six-year investigation, 6 years they were on this, she admitted her kidnapping claims were a complete fallacy, and she'd actually been checking up with her ex-boyfriend when she was presumed missing. 2 days after her confession, Keith filed for divorce, claiming both he and the two children had been left traumatized by her successive lies.
Oh, they couldn't work it out?
Wow, man. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that one. A climate activist who glued himself to the door of a Royal Bank of Canada branch in April has been banned from possessing adhesive outside of his home as part of his conditional discharge for the crime.
This is the thing now. You know, they're gluing themselves to works of art. Yeah, very expensive items.
But I've never been heard of being banned from possessing adhesive.
So will the adhesive police show up once a week to check?
Maybe. A court decision issued in early August, and it imposes the unusual condition on Victor Lawrence Bryce, a member of the protest group Save Old Growth. He pleaded guilty to two charges They asked for the court asked for a suspended sentence of 12 months of probation for offenses, arguing that the element of vandalism involved in the gluing incident, as well as the presence of two similar offenses, warranted harsher punishment. The judge sentenced him to 12 months probation with several other conditions in addition to the ban on possessing glue. Bryce must also, quote, keep the peace and be of good behavior, complete 40 hours of community service, and report regularly to his probation officer. And the judge said directly, you must not possess any glue, super glue, adhesive, fixative, or resin outside of your residence, except with the prior written permission of your probation officer or such glue, adhesive, fixative, or resin, which normally would be used by or with children.
Did you also see that he's not allowed to run with scissors?
Yeah, he's officially not allowed to run with scissors for 3 years, yeah. Steve. So, yeah.
Steve, you're making a glue police joke, but they're literally being the glue police.
The glue police, yeah.
That's it.
What if he wears, what if he uses Polident?
All right, I love this story out of Australia. Two alleged home invaders were confronted by an angry man holding a large knife. James Gregory Elliott and Jackson Corey Aldred are charged with aggravated battery. Now, the court heard that the two men allegedly forced their way into a unit through a garage door. One of the men pointed a gun at the resident who was in the garage and demanded his car keys, money, and it says a hydro set. I don't know what a hydro set. This is out of Australia.
Hydro set.
While the other man allegedly hit him on the shoulder with a machete. Now, the court heard that Mr. Elliott and Mr. Aldred then went inside the home.
Where's your hydro set?
Where they were confronted by a man who was visiting the victim who was cooking a cheesecake. Now, the prosecutor, Beth Morrisor, said the court told the court the visitor had a large carving knife and allegedly said to the pair, and I quote, well, you've effed up my cheesecake, so game on.
And they had guns?
They had gun, and this guy had a knife. The court heard that
it's a cheesecake knife.
The two men then allegedly stole a portable safe and exited through the garage before kicking down the front door. The victim was then hit a final time before the pair allegedly stole the mother's handbag and ran from the scene.
Well, you have to buy the hydro set.
A witness allegedly saw the pair leave the unit in a mid-2000s white Holden Ute, which is a vehicle, with a damaged tailgate and a missing grill. Officers told the court they found the two accused inside of the home.
Now I have a missing Ute.
And that Mr. Elliott had a smear of blood on his hand. Police search of Mr. Aldred located the keys to the ute between his clenched buttocks.
What is a ute?
A ute?
Did you say ute?
A ute? I'm sorry. Youths. Police then searched the ute and said they found the handbag, the safe, an imitation handgun, and a machete, so it was a fake gun. Which had DNA on it consistent with that of the victim.
And it's a real cheesecake.
All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap it up. Let's end with this one. This is from a few days ago, but I have been meaning to include this for a little while. A crew called 911 for help Wednesday morning after someone from a hunting party didn't come back to camp on Tuesday night. Flight or for Life, the helicopter, made a quick scouting mission, but wasn't able to find the man. They loaded up a hiker and called for a Black Hawk helicopter filled with seven other hiking, search, and rescue members, as well as sending a few crew members on the trail search for the lost man. According to rescue crews, the hunters were off trail in swampy, dense foliage, so the ground search was taking time. Thankfully, the Black Hawk pilot spotted someone they believe could be the missing man. So he then radioed that they had a subject that partially matched the description but was not completely. Only because his backpack was upside down, so it was the wrong color, according to rescue group's Anna DeBatiste. She said the real key was that it went like this. DeBatiste said, waving slowly and casually, he said he went like this. He was moving his hand, just slightly waving. And the pilot said, he's saying hi. He doesn't seem to be in distress. So they left.
They left!
And, yes, thankfully, ground crews were able to find the man shortly afterwards, regardless, but it was an educational moment that Summit County Rescue Group wanted to take advantage of. They said what he actually should have been doing was something like this and started aggressively waving their hands over their heads like
That's
crazy.
That's the sign, right?
Yeah, as opposed to, hey, how you doing?
He's not waving aggressively enough. We better move along.
Yep. They said, or waving a brightly colored piece of clothing saying to say something like, hey, I'm the guy you're looking for. Crews found the man. He was cold, tired, and dehydrated, but otherwise fine. They said he did do the right thing, staying in one spot overnight, then trying to get to a more open area in daylight to help the crews find him.
He could be too weak to do that crazy wave.
That's true, too. Yeah. Exactly. All right, and there you go. That is what I have in your bizarre file. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back in just a moment. When we return, we'll do the lesson question, the trash, the music news, see if the guys are getting close to the Cadillac Ranch, as is the goal of the Casey Big Adventure caravan as it barrels across the country. We'll be back in a second. Stay with us.
Love MMR? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com. It's fancy. No, it's not fancy.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Black Crowes on 93.3 WMMR. Trevor Dana Ross. We had Jackie Bam Bam serenading us with a little Black Crowes. Earlier this morning, we did Carpool Karaoke. Had some fun with that.
That was his best performance of the Carpool
Karaoke. I think it was. He was actually trying to sing on that one. The fellas should be approaching the Cadillac Ranch shortly, which was their goal to make it there. It's just outside of Amarillo. And so they're in Texas, and they're closing in, and we will check in with them to see if they can hit that goal before the end of our program in a little bit. And then the rest of the gang here on MMR is going to be checking in with them. And obviously we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll see what's in store. In the meantime, we have something else to do. We have a lesson question. We have a four-pack of tickets for WWE Extreme Rules at the Wells Fargo Center. And that is going to be, let me see what's the date on that, Saturday, October 8th. So the question we're going to go with is, a naked woman who showed up at the Turkey Leg Hut is actually the manager at which other restaurant? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you heard that. The naked woman who showed up at Turkey Leg Hut is actually the manager at which other restaurant? 215-263-WMMR. Call right now if you know the answer, and we'll do the trash while you're calling
the
in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, it's brought to you this morning by Liberty Safes of New Jersey. Shopping for a safe, Liberty Safes of New Jersey carries a full line of Liberty Safes and all of the accessories. You can visit them at one of their showrooms on Route 130 in Bordentown or Route 73 in Mount Laurel or online at libertysafesnj.com. What's up this morning, Steve?
Well, Aaron Carter is taking his ex-girlfriend Melanie Martin to court and says it's going to be Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard 2.0. Carter says his trial will be even more exciting because he's the one crapping the bed and he does it every night. Oh. Selling Sunset star Chrishell Stoes, I don't know who she is, taking to Instagram to call out people who ask her when she's going to have children with boyfriend G Flip. Chrishell says she never wants to put a child in the situation of having to say, that's my dad, G Flip.
Oh, my God.
And finally, Sylvester Stallone raising some eyebrows by posting old photos with his estranged wife, Jennifer Flavin, as they go through an ugly divorce. Stallone captured all the pictures with the word wonderful, but later admitted he was trying to spell miserable.
Oh,
and that's your Hollywood trash.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll see if someone does indeed know the answer to this question. The naked woman who showed up at Turkey Leg Hut is actually the manager at which other restaurant? And our first caller in was Craig, so we're going to go to him. Hi, Craig. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Craig, what was the name of that other restaurant across the street?
Rooster Balls.
Rooster Balls is correct. You got it. Hang on the line. We are going to get your information. And, Craig, we are going to set you up, my friend. You just got yourself a four-pack of tickets for WWE Extreme Rules at Wells Fargo Center on Saturday, October 8th. Tickets on sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Brought to you this morning by Apple TV Plus. The greatest beer run ever is in theaters and streaming on Apple TV Plus September 30th. Apple.com/the greatest beer run ever. Two little items to pass along to you this morning. We'll start with this one. Coming in November 11th is Guns N' Roses' massive super deluxe box set for Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. And in addition to the two 1991 albums, a new collection features, listen to this, a whopping 97 tracks, 63 of which are previously unreleased.
Wow.
Yeah, the Use Your Illusion set will be available in multiple configurations, including Super Deluxe 7 CD and Blu-ray, Super Deluxe 12 LP and Blu-ray, two CD deluxe editions of Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 separately, single standard, a standard single CD and double LP versions, and those will be sold separately. So in all formats, the original studio albums, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, have been fully remastered for the first time ever from high resolution 96K 24-bit transfers from the original stereo half-inch analog masters. Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 were released simultaneously on September 17th, 1991. I remember when those went on sale, when it was a big
midnight
deal.
It was huge.
I waited in the King of Prussia Mall at Sam Goody to buy both of them.
Really?
I loved Guns N' Roses. And and I was a huge Appetite fan. And when these came out, I waited in the mall and bought them at 12:05 or whatever. But there was a line. People were camped out for
it. I remember they were covering it, Nick. And I also remember that the first video to premiere from Use Your Illusion was... like a massive debut on MTV.
Yeah, was it November Rain?
November Rain. With Stephanie. Was it Stephanie Seymour?
Yeah. Do you know, I learned a little bit about that video. It was that Axl wanted to film it in the church, and Slash hated that idea.
Okay.
And so there are scenes in that video where Slash is wailing away on the guitar outside of the church.
Yeah.
And so that was their compromise. In order to get the video made, Axl did the whole wedding scene and then the funeral scene, and Slash was like, this is stupid. I'm just going to play guitar outside. And so that's what he did.
I'm going to go with Slash on that one.
Yeah.
So Illusion 2 debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 and sold 770,000 copies in its first week. Illusion 1, which came in at number 2, actually fell short, only selling 685,000 units. I wonder why 2 sold a little bit better than 1. I'm not really sure. But they're re-releasing all that in super-duper badass versions.
Thing, whatever.
Yeah, so you can be able to get, you will be able to get that. All right, listen to this. We played Patient Number 9 from Ozzy. It's the title track from his new album. And Nick and I were discussing off air. You know, Nick just said, I can't believe Ozzy's still doing what he's doing. And then I passed along. I said, well, not only is he still doing what he's doing, he's remaining relevant doing what he's doing at his age. A lot of people, we were throwing around examples like John Mellencamp, who had a slew of huge hits. Bruce Springsteen, some of these guys still put out current music, but it doesn't quite hit.
Where are they getting played, A? Like, you're talking about, we were talking about Sting, like, you know.
Yes.
So, unless you're ending up on a Starbucks collection, you know, there's nowhere that's being played.
So, Ozzy's new album has debuted big across the Billboard charts. The set scored The Prince of Darkness his first number one hit on Billboard's top album sales chart.
Can you believe it?
And sailed to the top spot on the magazine's top rock and alternative albums, top rock albums, top hard rock albums, top current album sales, taste maker albums, and vinyl albums charts. It's unbelievable. Now, he's got a lot of support on this as well. Tony Iommi is on this, and Chad Smith, and
Mike McCready,
and Jeff Beck, Johnny Depp. No, I don't know if Johnny Depp's on there. Okay. But Patient Number 9 also debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200, selling 52,000 copies in his first week and hit number 2 in the UK, marking Ozzy's best charting solo set to date in Britain.
Stop and think about
crazy
all that he's been through medically over the past couple of years, also with his diagnosis. Honestly, it comes at the best time possible because he needs this career high.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and then one final thing, just a reminder, MMR is giving away tickets for the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert Tuesday, September 27th at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. So here's the deal. Transportation's not a part of the prize.
No!
So you need to keep that in mind. If you are going to enter, you got to get there, okay? This is a contest geared mainly towards our Southern California streamers and podcasters. But if you can hightail it there, if you can make it from here, but don't try to and then realize you can't make it.
No, okay? be realistic. However, these tickets are the thing. Figure out how to get there. That's going to be the easy part. Scoring tickets like this, that's the hard part.
Yeah, click contest at WMMR.com to enter. The entry deadline is Friday at 11 a.m.
So I'm showing the last time they pinged with the Apple tags in their car. heading just west of Amarillo on this Amarillo proper.
So they're getting close.
They got to be close.
Okay. And then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll see how Casey and gang are doing. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Secret text word.
Oh.
Kathy Anita McCullough, please.
Seven.
All right, seventh caller, 215-263-WMMR. Let's find out if you know the secret text word. When we get back, we give that away. And we check in one last time with Casey's Big Adventure. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve. Their name is their address. On the web. PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Wednesdays are when we do our secret text word. And yes, we did solicit for a caller to get these tickets that we had to give away. And it was number seven we were going for. I've been told that that number seven caller is a guy named Jim. So let's go to him. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Morning.
All right, Jim, if you have the secret text word, I've got some very cool tickets for you. What is our word, please?
It is swan.
Swan.
Stop looking at me, swan.
That is correct, sir. Yes. Hang on the line and hold on. Oh, there we go. That's our winning music? All right.
It is from Billy Madison.
All right. We are going to set you up, buddy, with some tickets to go and see Adam Sandler Friday, October 28th, the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. All right, bud?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Hang on.
Secret text word.
Texts are on sale. Our tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster. And we also want to congratulate Aaron Dwyer.
Yeah.
Of Philadelphia. And Aaron is our winner on top of that by just being the random texter that we chose. So congratulations. And once again, tickets to see Adam Sandler Friday, October 28th, Hard Rock in Atlantic City. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Let's get another update on Casey's Big Adventure on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, from what I understand, the vehicle has come to a stop, as I can see them on our Zoom monitor right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I think they've made it to the ranch.
Yeah!
They have gotten to the Cadillac Ranch outside of Amarillo, Texas. Casey, are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here!
Yeah!
You made it. We're looking at the Zoom, and yes, in the background you can see Cadillacs buried. They are covered up in graffiti, and the sun is shining right above. Actually, Brett Porsche was commenting, Casey, that it looks like you guys are posing for an album cover photo right now.
I know. Here we go. I'm holding the sun, if you guys can see this.
Yes.
All the radio listeners.
I got
the sun in my head.
Yeah.
How many Cadillacs are buried at this point in time, Case?
Let me do a quick little count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 Cadillacs buried. And basically, everything that is here can be spray painted. So all the Cadillacs are spray painted. The garbage cans, there's dumpsters. The street in front of Cadillac Ranch is all spray painted.
Oh.
So this was a tradition that I was unaware of up until last night. And so we went to Walmart and we bought some spray paint. And we're gonna put some graffiti on these cars in a little bit.
I love it. And it's not really like a sanctioned place. They don't like have a visitor center or anything official. They're just sticking up out of the ground by the highway, right?
As a matter of fact, they don't even have bathrooms or porta pots here. I had to duck behind a dumpster as soon as.
And really, it's all flat land, so you're on display. Though I do see on the map here a place called the Caddyshack Coffee Shop in proximity to you guys. Can you see anything across the fields anywhere?
Can you say Caddy? Yeah, I mean
Caddyshack Coffee Shop.
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, that doesn't mean that it's not there, but like we're right on the. On the side of Route 40. Speaking of shops, I think we're going to backtrack a little bit after this because there's a place where you can get a 72-ounce steak. And Preston, I think you can get a 72-ounce steak for free if you eat the whole thing.
It's like the old 96er.
Oh, my God.
It's like the old 96er in the great outdoors. Oh, we'll lose
one for a second. I don't have to eat like the fat and grizzle and stuff.
Nothing but fat and grizzle left on that plate.
Fat and grizzle.
are you going to take a shot at it, Case?
I think I am. You know, there's nothing like a 72-ounce steak at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Yeah. All right, so, Casey, did you figure out what you guys are going to spray paint on? And are each person, are you and Jackie and Kyle each going to spray paint something different?
Yeah, I think we are. I think, I'm going to spray paint a couple of different things. I definitely think that Preston and Steve and MMR need to have their mark here. But also, I think No Sad Bro is a really great message for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will there be a fish representation there?
Oh, man. Now I'm rethinking everything.
What's Jackie going to paint?
Yeah, Jackie, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe an MMR mummer. I'm getting ideas here. It looks like a Mummer's Day parade out here. It's beautiful. Yeah. Speaking of, Casey Boy definitely picked up the right spray paint. I know from spray paint my golden slippers, we got the fluorescent acrylic spray paint.
Nice.
Make sure you're spraying with the wind in mind when you do that. It froze, yeah.
Yeah, we'll hopefully get the signal back from them. I can hear a little bit.
Can you guys hear the wind in the microphone?
Yes. Yeah. It seems quite breezy.
Yeah.
In fact,
I guess that's what happens when you get on my land.
Yeah, Nick was saying, or Steve was saying, that you need to be, as you're spray painting, be aware of the wind because you can end up with it all over you.
Yeah. No. Oh, dude, how about this, man?
What?
I'm looking at something spray painted here. This is like for you, Press. That's P-Dog, bro.
Oh, man. That's me. I've been there. I didn't even know it.
Can you get us a shot back so we can see all of them in a row, Case?
Yeah. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to flip my camera for you guys.
Okay.
So that
flip it good.
You can get a better vantage point.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Now we can really see what the Cadillac Ranch is all about. That's funny. And it's just, I don't know the history of this place and who put them there and why did they put them there.
It's an art installation, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So somebody just thought that this would be kind of an American version of a Stonehenge. Casey, did you pass the commemorative Nick McElwain was here in 1996 plaque? Because I believe that was installed several years ago.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we took a picture with it. We'll post that a little bit later on for everybody to see.
All right. Beautiful. Good. Beautiful. Good.
All right, so question. After you go to the Cadillac Ranch and then you have your 72-ounce steak snack, what's next? What do you guys have your sights set on?
Well, we're going to hightail it to Albuquerque, New Mexico, because I have to go see Negro Arroyo Lane, where Walter White lived.
Yes.
There's a couple of things that I need to see in Albuquerque, and I want to see that with a lot of time to spare. And I think if we do that, we'll probably be able to get to Albuquerque, in mid-afternoon and actually have some time to tour around the city, which is something we haven't really been able to do just yet.
Excellent. I've been waiting for that. We've been spending a lot of time on the road other than around St. Louis yesterday. So I'm glad that you guys will get in there with plenty of daylight left and you'll be able to check out Albuquerque.
Yeah. So real quick, I'm going to start painting here, guys.
Is there anybody there that looks like from an interesting far away location? Anybody that might be interesting to talk to, or do you want to run that risk again?
I don't know.
Yes.
Where are you guys from? You're from Louisiana. Where are you guys from? This guy's from everywhere. So we're talking to a morning radio show in Philadelphia right now. So. Oh, Columbia.
There you go.
Columbia, the country?
Columbia. South Carolina or South America?
Yeah,
that one.
South America.
South America. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Nice. Okay. All right, so go spray paint. Let's see what you're going to put on a caddy for us, Case.
As a matter of fact, let me turn this around so you guys can see what I'm doing here. We'll go like this. Oh, God.
Nothing's coming out.
There we go. It's
all right,
blue.
Is it blue? All right, yeah, here we go. All right.
Nice and blue. I wanted to...
There's an O.
No.
Oh,
he's doing No Sad Bro.
Yeah.
That's what that's going to be.
I like it.
Here's the S.
It's a good message.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that it's something that can bring people together.
It's the country motto of Columbia.
I did not know that. Wow. See, you still learn stuff.
Yeah, we're learning a lot of stuff here, guys.
Yeah. All right. No sad is now. And when he gets finished with this, and those who are streaming on our YouTube channel can get a view of what we're doing. Casey's got a nice close-up here. We'll see where he is. Because look at all the... Yeah. If that's on the Cadillac, look at all that paint that's
so
on there.
Thick. The paint is so thick that it almost looks like scales on a dinosaur.
Yeah, totally, Steve. It looks like a close-up shot of an elephant or something like that.
In fact, are you painting an elephant, Casey?
No. But
did you end up at Elephant Ranch? Oh, wow. Go ahead.
All right, back up and let's see it.
Yeah!
That looks good. No sad bro. That's a good message, Case. I like that. I'm enjoying a bit. Jackie's going to put John Waite somewhere.
Absolutely.
On one of these.
One of them should write, Santa's Gotta Go.
Santa's Gotta Go. There's 1,000 things we could have them write on there.
That's a ton.
Casey, I love it, man. That's excellent. That's going to be a great picture right there.
Yeah, buddy. Guys, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm having so much fun and...
We lost
it. And then we lost the signal altogether. We even lost it on the phone line.
I'm here.
Oh, they're back. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right, well, listen, we're going to send you guys on your way. Spend as much time at the ranch as you want to. Get some really cool pictures. Meet some people. Do all that stuff. And then head out. And I'm sure Brent's going to be checking in with you later on. And the rest of the gang. And we'll follow along your adventures. Obviously, follow our Instagram pages, Casey's, and the show, and PrestonandSteve.com. We have the full travelogue. So we got an eye on everything you guys are doing. And we're loving all this, Case.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you guys a little bit later on.
Love you. All right. There they go. Their adventure continues, and it doesn't stop until they hit Los Angeles, which hopefully will be during our show. That's the goal, during our show, getting the Pacific Ocean. Keep in mind, 3 hours earlier than our time. And we're hoping that that's going to come to pass.
So we were having a bit of a difficulty having connection with him just now, but I'm going to text him after the show. Apparently, the woman that owns Walter White's house in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is not a nice person. There's like a fence out front, and people drive by and like toss pizzas out onto the roof and whatever.
You can understand why she might
totally.
Be upset.
So it's cool to go see it, but you just got to be careful if you do, you know? So I don't want him to like encounter an angle.
There's other things. There are some other things that are official that you can go by and see. Like they have a bronze statue.
They just unveiled.
Of Walter and Pinkman. And so you can go check that out. No problem. So I'm sure they'll find some that they don't want to go through the neighborhood.
Right. But. And there's like a Pollo Loco that you can visit. So there's stuff to see that's Breaking Bad related.
Or no, it's Hermanos.
Pollo Loco is an actual place.
That's an actual place in California.
Right, yes.
But anyhow, so we got a beat on all that, which is cool. So speaking of, and I mentioned Brent Porsche, he is here.
Hey! Good morning, everybody.
Ready to take over here.
Yes,
sorry,
sir.
We're only going, an hour into your shift as opposed to an hour and 20 minutes into your shift. But we may as well get the letter of the day.
Let's go. Right,
here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
The letter A is an A-OK, blown away. What else do I have to say?
Oh, my God. Well done, sir. By the way, we're giving the $500 away from the Bagster.
The Bagster.
The Bagster is by far the most convenient and affordable way to help with your home cleanup. And you can go buy it at any home improvement store, fill it, and simply schedule your collection, and it is gone. Clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag. We'll give that away on Friday. And what are you doing today, man?
What am I doing? Got some workforce blocks. Today's Don Felder's 75th birthday, so we're going to be doing a block of the Eagles. Got a block of 9-inch nails on the way. And American Idiot turns 18 from Green Day, so we're going to be doing that coming up at noon. Yoo-hoo Loot, your next shot at $1,000 coming up at noon. We got more Killers tickets to pass along to you for their show this upcoming Tuesday. We'll check in again with Casey's Big Adventure, and we have the coffee break on the way next.
I love it. Thank you, Brent Porsche. And thank you also to our sponsors, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, coming soon to Fairless Hills. Also brought to you by Squeezed.com. Feel great and lose weight with Squeezed. And also Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors. Acme, official grocery store of the Preston and Steve Show. Tomorrow on the program, more, obviously, Casey's Big Adventure. Celebrity chef Nigella Lawson is going to be joining us, and we'll give some stuff away. We'll have a good time. That's what we're doing. That's it. We're done. Rage on and have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, friend. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Bing dang, doo doo be do, do da da do, dipper, do do ba boo ba boo ba ba da da do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.